Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Gina, welcome back from your daughter's wedding.
I'm back.
I know you've been back for like a week, but I haven't seen you, and I just got to hear a little bit of the juicy details, but I'm just so excited for you and that it went off well and the weather wasn't so horrible.
No, it was nice. It was very nice.
So you have a married daughter. That's nuts to me.
I know.
We're not that old. By the way, you could have grandchildren. I, too. So,
We could, but we don't.
People, we are not grandparents.
Yeah, just FYI.
Not yet. We're pushing that off as long as possible.
That's right.
So much happened this week. I was dying to talk to you. I know you were so busy with the wedding, and then you have this big work thing that was really busy. So, I was trying to not talk to you. So, we have not discussed a lot of stuff that's been happening in the news.
No, we have not even really talked at all.
I think the most recent is that we found out NeNe Leakes will not be on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
And I'm not sad about that.
Me neither.
Are you?
I feel like this is the exact same thing that happened last season. We were all excited, like, screw her. We don't care that she doesn't renew her contract. And then she came back anyway.
Well, wasn't she in negotiations and then negotiations didn't go the way she wanted it to? So she decided, that's it, I'm out.
This year?
Yeah.
I feel like it's the exact same story as last year. And last year she came back on and now, bye.
Goodbye.
You are dispensable. Well, yes, people, don't you know that by now? Look at all of the OGs that are gone.
I know. It's been a monumental year for OGs leaving.
Kind of exciting, kind of scary.
I'm kind of wondering now, what is she going to do? Like, she supposedly, she thinks she has all this talent and that, you know, she's got Donald Trump money and whatever.
She's a rich bitch.
She's a rich bitch. Well, let's see what she does now.
I don't know, because her acting career was mostly with Ryan Murphy. And then I think they have parted ways and, you know, people aren't such big fans of her.
Well, she needs to know where she came from. I mean, you can't go in and have an attitude.
Know your place.
So I think it went to her head. I think she was a little full of herself and it kind of bit her in the ass.
Yeah. And we'll talk about New York, the reunion that was on last night, part two. But Leah, they're starting to film today or tomorrow, and she doesn't have a contract yet.
I read that she was making $3,000 an episode plus the reunion money. So 24 episodes. So what is that? Like $72,000?
Yes, question mark.
I calculated it.
Okay, good. I'm like, you're looking at me like I should know that?
I'm not that quick.
Can we round it up?
But that's kind of normal because Gina Kirchneider was making, what, $60,000
year
the first
one.
Year?
Yeah.
So I
But
mean,
I also think, yes, that's fine for your first year. Year two, she
bump
made
it up a little.
And she's a huge part of that cast. She made it this year.
Yeah.
If not for her, I don't know. Things might not have been as exciting.
I agree 100%. And they don't have big money Bethany. They don't have big money Dorinda. They don't have big money NeNe. They don't have big money Vicky and Tamara. So they're saving quite a bit of money. So throw her a bone.
And
people.
She also does know her worth. She is worth something. Gina, we could have done without. Gina probably made 10,000 more maybe and she'd be thrilled with that.
I'm surprised Gina's still even on the show.
We'll see how much she is on the show.
I know. So what else?
You probably didn't catch Dancing with the Stars. I used to watch it in the early stages and I got bored with it. But of course I had to watch because Carole Baskin was freaking on.
Okay, I can only imagine how she might dance.
Exactly what you thought and think of is exactly how she danced.
I'm kind of appalled that she's even on the show based on the fact that everybody thinks she killed her ex-husband.
Well, not only that, did you hear what the family of that dead husband did? They put out an ad, a commercial during the airing that said, if anybody knows the whereabouts or knows who killed our father.
Carole Baskin.
And then she said, oh, I'm so happy they did that because if we can find out where he is and who killed him.
I'll tell you where he is. He's in the meat grinder. That's where he is.
Your new husband ate him.
He was fed to the tigers.
Kind of crazy. So I did watch a few of the dances, and Caitlin Bristow.
I would imagine
is on
she'd
there.
Be really good.
She's good, yeah. I mean, she has a dance background
anyway.
She bugs
me, but.
I know, you don't like her. You're not a fan.
She's too much. She's too much for me.
And I will not be watching the show, by the way, but I'll pick up a little Carole Baskin. She was one of the worst. Chrishell was on. I missed Chrishell.
Oh, I saw her scores,
and they were the worst. So she was probably horrible.
All right. Well, I might have to just take a peek.
Tape it. Take a peek.
What about all this Colton and Cassie drama that's been going on? Ooh. So now the judge awarded her a temporary restraining order. And I listened to a little of Nick Vial, and then I also listened to Reality Steve, who talked a little bit about it. And he said the court documents are out there. You can go log into the Superior Court of Los Angeles and actually see what the allegations are. But man, crazy. And he admitted to a lot of it.
He admitted, he's one of those who says, yes, but the main things are he was standing in the alleyway near the house and creeping on her and put a tracking device on her car and all that. And
but
the fact that the court
awarded her the
restraining order. Yeah, like gave her the restraining order or temporary restraining order or whatever.
That says a lot.
That does say a lot, because that means there's more proof than not.
Well, yeah, but what's the but what? I mean, what justifies putting a tracking device on her car or lurking
in
an alley?
Well, he didn't admit to that.
He didn't?
I don't think so.
Well,
he hasn't admitted to anything.
Well,
Colton.
Yeah, he did. He admitted to creating a fake account.
Yeah, he did admit that.
And
now that alone is crazy, because
that's
he also texted himself, like threatening himself. So, somebody doing something like that, that's nuts.
Right. It's crazy is what it is.
He's going to be in hiding for quite a while. And, you know, Reality Steve had him on not that long ago. I listened to that interview. Pretty good interview. Now you wonder, okay, why did he all of a sudden go on Reality Steve of all people to do an interview with Reality Steve? There's all these other podcasts that are hosted by ex-bachelors, bachelorettes.
True.
He could have gone on any of these, but he goes on Reality Steve.
But if I remember correctly, in that interview, he was kind of protective of Cassie and he didn't want to say anything negative about her. And
yeah, but that's the way he comes off. He played this role of, you know, we're such good friends. And yes, a few little things went on, but we're trying to be private about it. And then he does all this weird shit.
Well, and she clearly doesn't want to have anything to do with the media, or, you know, she's not doing it for attention. That's for sure.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's
so
just
weird.
You just get a whole different feel of him. Now when I see pictures and stuff, I'm like,
creepy.
Yeah, I just think of him much different. What else? Well, can we talk about Teddy's thing right now? I think so.
Oh, the all in, the allegations that are being made about the starvation diet.
It's very much. Have you started to watch The Vow?
No, I don't have time.
Gina, where's your time, Ben? My God. Get your priorities straight.
Oh, my God.
Weddings, work. What the hell?
Oh, it's a lot just keeping up on my regular shows.
Anyway, they do a same sort of thing, this accountability thing where you check in every day, you weigh in, you send pictures of your food. Then she kind of berates them. Like that one girl, they show the text to Teddy saying, hey, I have a lot going on with work. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get in this workout, but here's my eating. And she's like, there's no excuse.
Yeah, it's kind of brutal.
It is.
And they dropped a couple people, too,
complying. Yeah, they'll say, okay, well, you're not doing it. You don't have to pay us anymore. And if you want to come back, you can.
Now, that would piss me off if somebody was constantly harassing me. I mean, maybe some people need that and like it.
I do think there is the accountability thing. We have friends who do this coaching.
Yeah.
And one of the other things they say is Teddy got her license, her coaching license, like off the internet, which she did. It's a program that you do. It's not like she went to school for this.
Well,
it's an online program. No. And her coaches have done the same thing online, which, listen though, if you, any diet program, most of the people who are your coaches went through the program before you, and they're trying to get you into the program. It's a little multi-level thing.
Well,
I'm not saying Teddy's is like that.
Well, no, they are saying that Teddy's is like that, that it's a multi-level marketing thing where you go through the program and then you become a coach, and then a percentage of that money, it all filters up.
I did not realize that. Okay, well,
Teddy.
That is, of course, then Camille's bringing it out. Camille is just
messy. She needs to shut up.
What the hell? Kyle needs to back off too. Let Teddy take care of herself. She doesn't need you fully, Kyle. Just back up a little bit. Let Teddy handle this.
Well, and I think Jeff Lewis did it, and Megan.
Yeah, they did, but they quit.
I don't blame them. But I think somebody said it was like $500 a month.
Well, I saw then later it was $150
a month.
Oh, maybe it was $150 a week.
Yeah, I think it's $150 a week.
Sense.
It's like a. Or maybe the first month is real inexpensive and then it progressive.
I looked at the diet. I looked at the food. It's very normal to these kinds of diets. No alcohol, no sugar, no coffee. You know, you're clearing out your system. You can lose weight by not eating people.
Well, by not
just
eating.
Don't
that's
eat.
Just it. But what they're saying is like the first few weeks or couple of weeks is like 500 calories.
Yeah. That's it's pretty very intense. Small portions. Yeah, it's crazy. And I think there's no meat in the beginning also. So it's all just vegetables, some fruit, you're drinking your urine. It's no big deal, people. Crazy. Watched The Social Dilemma that just came out. Have you heard about that?
Yes. I haven't seen it.
Wow.
Was it so good?
Hour and a half, quick, interesting. That's all I'll say.
Worth
interesting.
Watching?
I mean, I think so. It opens your eyes up to a lot of this social media shit and how they get you. They have a lot of high profile people in there. The guy who invented the likes on Facebook, you know, stuff like
this.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
They have all these people. But in the side, they have a kind of this story going on, almost like an after school special. And that's the part I'm like, yeah, I could have done without. Although it sort of explains a lot of stuff for us dumb people who don't really know how all this world works.
Okay, well, then
it's sort of interesting. But while I was doing it, I looked at my phone. I'm like, oh my God. I like felt guilty looking at my phone. I can't just watch an hour and a half documentary without picking up my phone.
I know.
And that's their point.
It's a problem.
Well, so
they made it a problem. I mean, it was intentional, I'm sure.
And they say that. They say the reason why they're talking about it now is because they know what they did. Hmm. Crazy. And then today, okay, I do have a life, but not really. So today while I was working, I put on my little phone the Paris Hilton on YouTube
documentary. I
want to
see that. Also,
mm-hmm. I think it's good. I think it explains a little bit, maybe. Yeah, I think it explains a little bit about her that I didn't know. If you have this kind of preconceived idea of who you think she is, I think Heather McDonald said, I don't know if it changed my idea of her. Well, I didn't know much about her. I mean, I watched The Simple Life. I knew the main stories about Paris Hilton. This kind of filled in some holes for me. And for other people. And, you know, she was telling her mother stuff her mother didn't know. So that
was
interesting.
Does she talk in her baby voice the whole entire
Sometimes
thing?
Sometimes. She talks about the baby voice. No, what, she doesn't. That's what, not her real voice.
Well, I know. Everybody knows
Everybody
that.
Knows that. But there's a kind of a reason why she does it. So watch it just to find that out.
Okay. What else? Rumors that Kathy Hilton is rumored to be in talks with Bravo about...
Is that a real rumor? Is that just somebody making that up on social media?
I don't know. I've seen it in several different places.
Yeah, I saw that. And the picture they're using of her is absolutely horrible.
It is horrible. But is that a good idea to have Kim, Kyle, and Kathy? I just
Fuck
think
yes.
it's an accident waiting to happen.
Of course it is.
They're going to end up not speaking.
Oh, it would be amazing.
I think, and I know you're Team Kyle, Anne, but I think it's going to be a heavy competition between Kyle and Kathy. Who's the queen of the hills? Mm.
Well, that would be fantastic. I think it would be great television. Now, Kathy herself, she did, you know, the other reality show,
mm-hmm.
Grown Up Hill. I don't know, whatever it was. How to Be a Hilton. I don't know. She's not very exciting. She's not very silly. Kim and Kyle are silly. Have a good sense of humor. I don't know if Kathy does.
No,
I haven't
she's
quite
more serious.
Seen that. Yes. I don't think she would offer much other than the third sister point of view. I know a lot of people are like, oh God, no, we don't need another sister on there. I like the family drama.
Well, she's a half sister, right? Because
oh,
they have
right.
the same mom, a different dad. But
right.
Kyle and Kim have the same mom and dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
It's very interesting. Okay. Can I do a little Big Brother, a tiny bit?
Yeah, yeah.
Just to update.
Of course.
I talked last week about there's that thing going around Ian, who is the one that's on the spectrum. And then some of the people they found in the live feed were making fun of him. And his well, Bailey left last week. We knew one of the girls, Devon and Bailey, were up and one of them was going to go home. And so we knew one of them would. Bailey went home, which is good because Devon is a better player than Bailey. So she's going to really play because the rest of these people are not playing. It's very boring. They're just all in alliances together. So Ian gets put on the block. And the weirdest part is that the girl, she was the one laughing. Her name's Nicole. And she's the one who in real time lost a bunch of sponsors because they're like, we don't put up with that. The bullying sort of thing. All of a sudden, she's like, me and Ian are best friends on the show. And I'm so upset that he's going to be leaving. I'm going to try to make him stay. And it's like, where did that come from? Little do you know, he's your best friend there. But in the real world, because of you laughing behind his back, you've lost sponsors and stuff. So it's kind of crazy.
Oh, so she doesn't even know what's going on the
nope.
outside right now. Ooh.
And so he did get evicted, Ian. So I'm very sad about that because he was one of the ones that I was like, okay, come on, Ian. Let's make this exciting. No. He's out now, but he's in the jury. So he still won't know about anything in the real world. And then one of the guys that was making fun of him, just last night or the other night, they said in the feed that he said the N-word about one of the guys.
I did read that.
So there was all this controversy. TMZ tried to figure out, because what they did was they bleeped what he said. I looked at it. It didn't look like he said that, but I don't know. I didn't see it. I wasn't watching it. I'm just going by the tapes I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Big Brother came out and said, absolutely not. He did not say that. We would not put up with that. I believe that he didn't. It didn't look like he did. It wouldn't have made sense in the sentence he was talking about. I think he said he's an asshole. I don't know why they would bleep that. Maybe they have to in the night feeds. They probably can't swear. I don't know. I don't watch the night feeds. But same guy. So this guy that's in there is, people do not like him, to put it mildly.
Well, that's kind of a crappy thing if someone reported that he said that and he didn't say it. Wow.
I don't think he did. They're saying he didn't. And they said if he did, he'd be out, so that they wouldn't put up with it. And I they have close enough cameras that you could see.
You can see if he said it.
I could not read those lips, but. So
well, hopefully he did
that
not.
Is that. But did you catch up on Gina, our fucking favorite obsession, Love Island?
Oh, I can't even tell you.
What is going on?
So excited last night.
I am, again, more excited to watch this show than any other show that's on right now.
Well, I love that it's on almost every night.
Almost every night.
Is it on tonight, by the way?
Uh-huh.
It's good, and they're mixing it up, and I can't stand Mackenzie.
Oh, my God.
And finally.
Oh, my God.
Finally. She's such a freaking whiner, and I was so pissed at Connor.
He almost went back with her.
Because he was going to totally go back.
He was going to. That guy has.
He's got issues.
Very little self-esteem.
Ugh.
But I love him and Moira together. I don't think they're a good romantic
match. They're more like
brother-sister. Yeah. They're a good-looking couple.
But what is it about Mackenzie that, is it just because she treats him like shit and he can't have her?
If you remember in the very beginning, he was like, I've never been out or with someone that's so beautiful. I've never.
Mackenzie?
These women never like me. So he thinks Mackenzie is just really, really something.
Mackenzie is as annoying as fuck.
And Mackenzie basically brought home or kept another guy, and he came back with nobody from Casa Amor. By the way, I was getting a lot of shit from my daughter who said, Mom, you're mispronouncing everybody's names. It's driving me nuts. And it's not Casa Amore. I'm like, what? Did I say Casa Amore? I go, it is Amore. She goes, they say Casa Amor. I'm like, all right, all right. So all through this week, lots of changes. Here's the beauty of the show.
Changes
new,
quick.
New people come in and these people are turned from their couple so quickly.
Well, the only ones that aren't are Justine and Caleb and Sally and Johnny. Those two, I think, are pretty solid.
Although Sally went on a date this week with somebody, and I think it was good for her. I think she needs to know that she is a high commodity. People love Sally. She's amazing.
Well, what's not to love about her? She's got a good personality. She's easygoing. She's beautiful. I was so happy when that Mercedes left. Who else is left? All the other girls. Well,
so
Kirsten's
so this
starting
week,
to bug me.
So when Mackenzie left, I have to say that I was so freaking happy that she left. But then on the other side, I'm like, shit.
She brings the drama.
She brings the stupid drama.
She was crying all the time.
All the time. And the girls were getting so sick of it. They were so freaking excited. Were they even sad that she left? I don't think so.
No. They were talking shit behind her back.
They were over it. They even called her on a few things. But she brought a little drama. So now I'm thinking, who's going to bring the drama?
Well, are they going to bring anybody back?
Oh, they won't. They don't bring people back, but they'll bring in new people. They brought in those three guys.
The three guys, which I didn't think were anything.
Me neither. Although, again, once you get to know them, you're like, okay.
I think Aaron has to go. Nobody's interested in Aaron.
No. He's the baseball player?
Yeah. No, he's the baker. No, wait, is he the baker?
Yeah.
The pastry chef? He's the one that has like the goatee.
Yeah,
I think he's a pastry chef.
But he kept saying how he was a baseball player.
Kirsten's starting to bug me. Carrington is so full of himself. Ew.
Except that now he's with, what's her name?
I can't remember her name.
But I mean, I think they're kind of cute, right? I guess. I don't care.
They are, but he's
Carrington,
a dog.
I feel like Carrington's like, oh my God, she's the girl that's going to calm me down. No. As soon as somebody else comes in, Carrington, you're on to somebody else.
Yeah. So we'll see if Moira jumps ship and leaves Connor.
So the Kirsten and Calvin thing.
Oh, right.
I still don't see it in Calvin, although my daughter said, Mom,
I don't
know.
Either.
He's cute. I'm like, he is?
Well, I think the more we get to know him, like his personality is growing on me.
Okay. Do you know what he does for a living? You probably don't remember.
No.
He's a door-to-door bug salesman or something.
Oh.
I went back because I wanted to see. I was like, let me see if there's something more to him that I missed.
Door-to-door bug salesman?
I think he sells bug spray or something.
Oh, goodbye. Goodbye, Calvin. No, thank you.
Okay, favorite definitely is Justine and Caleb. For yeah, sure. They're so cute.
They're a good match.
I really like her.
I do, too.
She's so confident.
Although, I don't really love her wigs. I think they're too long.
I like when her hair's up in a pony or a bun. Then it's really cute. But I don't like the long because you know it's hot and you know it's uncomfortable.
It's just too long.
Mm-hmm. But they're young. You know, they like the long hair.
Oh, I know.
Gina, you know what I did?
Did you load the app?
I did.
Did you vote?
I haven't been able to vote yet. There's nothing to vote on, but I'm waiting to be able to vote. I'm obsessed. I'm so embarrassed. Nobody else knows. Only you guys. So I don't know what it is about this show. I just can't get enough of it.
It's addicting. It is addicting.
I'm so fucking excited when it's on. Okay, and another embarrassing thing. Because I was so into this and I forgot how much I loved the other versions, I went on Hulu and I started fucking watching season 6 of the English version.
Was it any better?
It's pretty freaking good. I don't know. I think because it goes really fast and it's kind of fun. I don't know.
Well, my 29-year-old daughter knows I watched The Violin and she's like appalled. Like, I can't believe the crap that you watch.
It is a different level. It's just so silly.
It is silly.
You know what it is? They're not acting. They're not given what to say. They're just themselves. They're just young, silly.
And it's mindless TV.
Yes. That's it. Everything else, there's a little bit of a producer edge to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think the difference is. This is very real. It's real time.
Yeah, it's good.
So what should we talk about?
Should we talk about 90 Day?
Yeah.
After the 90 Day?
The 2 hours, I can't anymore. I'm so bored. I'm just bored with this show. They're showing us nothing new.
No, and I'm so over Elizabeth and Andre's wedding. I can't even tell you.
At least they finally had the wedding. And it was gorgeous. Beautiful.
It was gorgeous. It was beautiful. I mean,
are you a little jealous? Are you a little jealous in this wedding? Because it was so big.
It was so big.
It was huge. So,
it was, yeah. Like, all those people weren't at the church. So it was really small at the church.
Really,
but then
just
the reception.
Like 6 people at the church.
Now, Charlie made a big deal about the fact that it was such an elaborate wedding and that Chuck has... Did he say 7 kids?
He did.
And not all the other kids got a big elaborate wedding. Well,
win,
let me tell
win.
You. Chuck spent $5,000 on this wedding.
Yeah. That's what you get in Moldova.
Exactly.
Go to Moldova and get married and spend $5,000 and that's what you can get, you fucking asshole Charlie, piece of shit.
That family is just disgusting.
They are sickening. And just when I think the mom is like kind of normal, then she says something stupid. I'm like, God damn it, mom.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them.
All of them.
The smartest one is the mom's husband who doesn't say a damn word.
Who doesn't
speak there.
They're terrible people.
I thought that when they were doing the toasts, I thought for sure... It was a joke. Not a joke, but fake that Charlie wasn't really drunk, but I think he was really drunk.
I think he was really drunk.
Why didn't the dad grab that fucking mic away? Why didn't the mom grab that mic away?
Exactly.
And then he would have looked like a bigger asshole trying to grab it back.
No. Well, they did. They left
it in
there.
Well,
the
only thing was, it seemed like nobody knew what he said because he was speaking in English and like hardly anybody there spoke English.
God, what did you think of the dancers with
the
bread?
Fun. I love that traditional shit. Who cares?
It's fine.
Yeah. I thought it was just a fun wedding.
But now let's just get over the wedding and move on because I'm sick of it. Sick to death of it.
Well, they're doing another show I saw.
Oh, no.
I don't know if it's the offshoot, but it's another one of those. They're going to watch what people are saying about them and comment back. I don't know.
We don't need that.
We don't need any more of these shows.
No.
No more. And then the Kalani and Asuela. How do you think that went down? They had dinner with the dad finally. I was expecting the dad to be a little more upfront.
Yeah, he was pretty quiet.
Kind of comes off tough, and
he
didn't say much.
I mean, it's the same culture, but they built it up to be, oh my God, it's, you know, I'm nervous about it, and what's going to happen? Well, first of all, they were at the Big Bear Diner. So what the hell's going to go down at the Big Bear Diner? They had some pancakes and whatever.
I still have never been to the Big Bear Diner.
We have one in town, don't we? We do. They have
everything.
We talk about pancakes, I'm telling you,
again.
They have the best pancakes.
Damn it.
Ever.
I'm going to have to go.
If you ever
Big Bear Diner.
Off the rails.
Isn't that what they say?
Big Bear Diner. pancakes are amazing. Colty, the whole exercise thing was such a crock of shit. I mean, okay, was he really vomiting in the trash can?
No, he was not. If he was, then that's very disturbing because he did nothing.
He didn't do anything. All he did was trip and fall over himself. He didn't do one. Like I was dying.
Listen, I know it's all a setup, but it still makes me laugh.
I was dying. Did you catch when he was doing pull-ups and his feet were up on the thing? And so his legs were doing the pull-up. He wasn't even pulling himself up with his arms.
Oh, my God.
It was pathetic.
He does let them play with them a little bit.
He thinks he's a comedian. He thinks he's a clown. He thinks he's hilarious.
By the way, Colty has a friend apparently named Steve.
Well, yeah, a life coach.
I don't think they're
question
friends.
Mark? Yeah, they pulled him off the street and said, hey, can you come in?
And then what about Colty let the pics get out on the OnlyFans? You know, the ones that we saw of him?
Yeah, whatever. It had to be a joke. The way he was posing and the whole whipped cream and the satin red pajamas was such bullshit. Hey, He's making money off of it.
He let it slip so that people would go to his OnlyFans. Now, did you hear that Vanessa really never moved out? She still lives there to this day.
I did hear that.
They're not together, but...
Well, then why is she there?
I don't know. She needed a place to stay.
Okay.
And then we have Larissa going in to have the surgery. And oh, Eric's so worried about her. Let's pace the waiting room. Eric, go out and have fucking coffee somewhere. Go have breakfast somewhere. You don't need to be sitting for 3 hours.
Did you see the pictures on Instagram of her, the after photos where her ass is huge, like a Kardashian ass?
So now she has an ass?
Now she's got a huge ass. Where are your children? She disgusts me.
She'll say, oh, I'm making money for the children. No, she's not. I mean, is she sending money back? Probably. Wouldn't it be better to
be with your kids?
Yeah, to be with them. So her father raises one and her ex-husband raises the other.
I know. It's terrible.
It's sad. And then Michael and Angela finally get married. They have that little thing in the vows where they say, are you going to obey? And she's like, what? Obey?
Okay, why was Angela wearing a black bra under her white wedding dress?
You, Gina,
it was so trashy.
It was so stupid. And it's like pushing up. Her hair is pulled back so tight.
I swear I saw a pack of cigarettes stuffed down
you
in
did.
That bra.
You did. She needs them at all
during
times.
During the ceremony.
At all times. Well, at least they finally kind of got married there. But then she found out her mother passed away that night. Well, no, she hadn't passed away yet.
She passed away.
But do you
since
think
then.
She got home in time? I hope so.
I hope so.
I do too. Because even though I'm sick of them, I hope that she got back for that. And then the Paul and Carini thing, they are just going to go back to Brazil right now, which I can't figure how they're paying for it. And he's another one who, okay, Paul, we get it. Every time with the luggage, it's all falling over. Well, you've done this bit 5,000 fucking times. Enough.
And he posts the weirdest shit on Instagram.
He's weird. He's an odd, odd guy.
So supposedly he's in Brazil now waiting the birth of his next child.
But is she there too?
Yeah. He's with her.
Oh, they're back together?
With her. He's been posting stuff on Instagram. Yes, I follow him on Instagram.
Well, good. I'm glad you do.
Sorry.
I don't. I have the Love Island app. You can follow Paul on Instagram. We all have our vices.
That's right.
Let's talk a little MAFS Australia. I hate to say it, MAFS Australia. I'm bored.
Yeah, I think it's just been too long.
There's no more drama. Now we're down to the end. We already know the outcome of all these couples. So for us in particular, it's a little boring. We already know what happens with everybody. And we already know what happens afterwards.
Well, so when does all the drama go down? At the reunion?
I believe so. So we still have next week is the other two couples. Hopefully they tack on that reunion right to it. I was so disappointed that 2 hours this week, we only saw some of the couples.
Three couples, yeah. We saw Drew and Casey. We saw Stacy and Michael. And then we saw Connie and Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that Michelle Collins has the after show now where she's talking to them? But I don't know when she taped that because this was a whole year ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. So we find out that Stacy and Michael stay together for now. Drew and Casey stay together for now. And then Johnny and Connie split up.
We knew they were never going to be together. We knew it was going to be this big thing where... You know, she's just fell in love with herself. And that's exactly what happened.
Well, and 100% those vows were written or those speeches were written for them.
Of course.
Because they kind of all sounded the same.
They did. And they would start out okay. And then they would go to the bad part of
really
the relationship.
Bad, and then
act like, act like they weren't going to be together. And then they come back again.
Right.
And I love you and I want to be together with you. And it's not even I want to be together with you. It's just...
They're committed.
Let's recommit or something.
Committed for now. Mm-hmm.
So what about MAFS Nola?
Ooh, this was good. This was good. I mean, nothing really super dramatic happened.
I think the most dramatic is Miles and Karen.
Karen is just...
What is up?
I mean, so I how do you feel about her feeling unsafe by what Miles did by writing sex on
the calendar? So, of course, woman to woman, I would not want somebody to ever feel that way or say they felt unsafe. However, I feel like it was an excuse. And I feel like she was using that as the excuse of like, hey, back it up. We know she didn't like that he put, we're going to have sex on this date. It was probably inappropriate. It was too much. He went too a little too far for her.
Yeah.
But, you know, she gives the mixed signals. Be strong, be the man. And then when he does, she doesn't like it.
And I think that's exactly what he was trying to do. And he said he was joking.
He was. Didn't you see him? He's like, okay, I'm going to write it on the calendar here. He was joking.
She's not comfortable talking about sex or intimacy anything. It's very weird for a 30, how old is she, 32?
She came back. She talked to him. She admitted she needs to be a little more affectionate. And that's what he needs. And it's time. How long has this been? 23 days, 24 days? You can hold hands. You can kiss on the lips. Anytime something's mentioned about kissing, she's like, ah! Freaks out.
She's got some, I mean, everybody keeps saying, oh, she's got her walls up. She's got her walls up. Well, her wall's like a cinder block wall.
She's desperate for anything, any touch.
But she's not giving him anything.
Mm-mm, nothing.
And I mean, I kind of feel bad because I think she's kind of trying, but it's almost like, is it going to be too little too late in the end?
And then Woody and Miles get together and they go to get their haircuts and they're chatting. And here Woody's having this fantastic relationship with Imani. I mean, they just get along so well. And Miles is talking about Karen, and God, you could see Woody's face like, Jesus, I would have thought you were going to be the one that would have said you were in love with your wife first. But his wife, I mean, is Karen a little cold right now? I think so.
Yeah.
People say her walls are up. That's another word for being a little cold, a little standoffish. She likes him. She said she's attracted to her husband.
Well, she is attracted to him. I think she has some concerns. But I'm not also buying the fact that her previous boyfriend cheated or whatever. I mean, get over it.
You mean you're not buying the fact that that's still an excuse?
That's the reason why she's, you know, cautious, because she's been hurt before. Well, who hasn't been? You know, if you like him, you like him. Keep it moving.
Now, on the flip side, she takes him to that little yoga thing.
It was like a tantric yoga thing.
It started out, I thought it was going to be tantric. And I'm like, she suggested this? Has she ever seen this before? I'm so uncomfortable when The Bachelor and stuff does that. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I could do that with my husband at this point.
I think I would be laughing so hard. It wouldn't be good.
We would be laughing. But then it turned into this massage thing, and she was really massaging him and doing quite well.
Well, I hope he enjoyed it, Anne, because that's the most touch he's going to get for the next several weeks.
That's going to be it. Speaking of Woody and Imani, they have this conversation, which I think is super interesting, about kids and how you're going to raise them. These are real conversations that you need to have with your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of old school. He's like, I think a whooping once in a while is okay. And she was not having it. She's like, yeah, no. There's no whoopings happening
in my house. Yeah.
And when she explained, because he works with kids, like, okay, if you did this to those children, blah, 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 his mind kind of switched, like, all right, okay, now I get it. It's so interesting when you just explain something in a certain way. I guess he's never heard of that before.
Well, he probably wasn't raised like that, but they communicate. That's the difference. They communicate.
So what is holding her back? Just fear? A little bit.
I think so. Mm. I think they're playing it up for us because everything with them is so perfect. There has to be some little apprehension in there somewhere, and that's it.
I mean, because he flat out said, like, I love you. I can't hide this anymore. I am in love with you.
And maybe she's thinking, wow, that was kind of quick. Maybe that's what's holding her
back. And if she thinks that he had a little bit of a player vibe before, maybe she's a little cautious. I understand that. Imani is so fucking cool. She could do whatever she wants.
She's so cool.
This lady.
She's amazing.
She's so nice. Goes with the flow. When they dress up for date night. Those two dress.
I was laughing so hard because they were so dressed. And then they went and sat at this like picnic table for dinner. And I thought, well, the outside of the restaurant looked nice, but what the hell's going on with the iron picnic table?
They're funny. Something we see happening, and especially I think Woody and Imani were the ones who addressed it, beginning of Corona is happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is going to be so freaking interesting. I cannot wait. So Bennett and Emilio, they have their chore draft. This is so fucking amazing.
That they had, I mean, there were a couple real chores, but some of the chores were hilarious. Oh, like,
well, they said they have, you have to pick one speculative chore and one real chore. And one speculative is a friend comes at 3 a.m. and knocks on the door. It's your job to get it. So, these two, I love their conversations still. Yeah,
they're
so much fun.
Pretty funny. So I get the feeling Amelia is not the neatest person, according to Bennett.
How funny is it that he kind of calls her out on being messy and not cleaning? He has two pairs of socks.
He has two pairs of socks, but she doesn't wash the entire outside of the glass.
No.
She leaves a spot.
Gina, were you just cringing listening to that?
Yeah, I'm thinking, don't you people have dishwashers? Why the hell don't you just put them in the dishwasher?
Doesn't everybody have dishwashers?
Maybe they're conserving water or something. They seem like those type.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, wait, on that note, I had a drippy faucet in my bathtub. Turned from a drip into a full-on, like,
flow.
It took me weeks to get a plumber out here. He just came out. I was honestly, you know that when people are in prisons, they do the drip thing with the water?
Oh, it was like a torture?
Oh, my God. It was a torture. I'd go in our bathroom. I would instantly get in a bad mood. Do you think Dan even noticed any of this was going on?
Of course not.
No, but it took forever. I just had it fixed. Horrible. So we do not conserve water in this house, apparently.
That was the moral of the story. We do not conserve water. But I think Bennett and Amelia might. They might.
I would not be surprised.
Well, they have a compost chore, so they must be kind of
green. Where
are
they doing the composting?
Yeah,
in the apartment.
In an apartment. Where do they compost?
Maybe out on the deck or something.
And then take it where?
It has to be outside. Stinky. Yeah, where are you compost? Because usually you use a compost for gardening and stuff like that.
Or maybe their apartment has a compost bin. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. That would be
not likely.
Pretty progressive. So he makes a special dinner for her. Now, he was sick. Do you think he had corona?
Well, I'm wondering.
I'm wondering, too, because he was sick for like 5 days.
Yeah, and he
coughing,
was really sick. Fever.
So she was taking care of him. He decides to make her a big dinner, like a thank you for taking care of me. And in comes some friends of his.
What the fuck were they wearing,
Gina?
What is going on? There was something on one woman's head that looked like maybe ram horns.
Yeah, it looked a little...
it was paper.
Yeah, like Star Wars-y.
Kind of weird. The other one looked like...
Elizabethan.
Like Mary. Like a statue of the Catholic Mary with that thing on her head. I was like, what the hell is happening here?
Oh, my God. And then they proceed to sing this song, which was very sweet. And the words, I'm thinking, are these Bennett's words to Amelia? They were very heartfelt.
It was a lovely song, Anne.
So cute. And she was so touched.
She loved it. Why they needed to be in costume, I'm not really sure.
I don't know, but I fucking love the fact that they were. And that when she answered the door, Amelia was
not
like,
even phased.
Just hugs these two people she doesn't know. They just are so on the same wavelength.
Totally. Not phased at all.
Something about their apartment. They all live in the same apartment complex. They're pre-furnished.
Yeah.
These two have put blankets, colorful things all over everything. It really looks like their place.
Yeah, they definitely
so
made
colorful.
It their own.
Oh, yeah. He said he is warm and gooey about her. He likes her a lot.
And almost to the melting point, Anne. What does that mean? What does that mean?
I'm so excited. When he was talking, I was like, yeah.
The way they both describe things, but mostly him, just the fact that he said he's warm and gooey.
I love the adjectives. Now, he did say something, which I think is kind of like put in here, I don't know, just to make us think a little something. But he said, is she too unconditionally enamored?
Because nothing really phases her.
Yeah.
Nothing really bothers
because
her.
Because remember they had that conversation, like, what bugs you about me?
Yeah,
you didn't clean the cups
and
stuff.
You didn't clean the cups.
And she's like, yeah, nothing bugs me. He's like, I can think of things that bug me about me.
Yeah, like he picks his nose.
Ew. She's like, I find it endearing.
Ew.
That's when he said that. Is she?
That's when you know it's love.
All right, let's talk Brett and Olivia.
Olivia, I've decided, is just like, a rock. I mean, she has zero personality.
Except Brett is awful, Gina.
Well, Brett is awful,
he's
and I think
so
she's
so awful.
I think she's in her own head, and I think she's constantly thinking about what the fuck is happening.
What she's constantly thinking about is this guy doesn't want to ever take trips, doesn't want to ever go out, and I'm fucking stuck with him, and he's my husband.
Well, they went rock climbing.
Yeah, that was something he does. They got along well. But then when she takes him to her thing, the trivia night, he's such a fucking pill.
These questions aren't even trivia. He's terrible.
He doesn't even get along with her friends. He doesn't even try to have a conversation. Ugh, I can't stand
he's
him.
Difficult.
She's not great. I like her more than him.
I like her more than him, too. But when she was rock climbing, like there was no emotion. There was no excitement.
Yeah,
there was
the,
nothing.
The excitement factor. She might say, yeah, I'm really happy, or yeah, I really like that.
Yeah, but she says it with a straight face.
Right.
I'm really happy. That was fun.
there's really no emotion behind it.
No. It's weird for me.
It's a little strange.
It's very weird for me.
Okay, but speaking of weird, Christina and Henry.
Okay.
Let's talk about this. So now we've learned she takes medication. She went off it. Now she's going back on. So now we're supposed to believe that instantaneously she is fine. She's going to be great. She's going to be fun, Christina. They all meet and they go to have crawdads. Never had crawdads. I want to have crawdads. That's not your thing.
Well, you have to snap the head off and suck the insides out.
You don't have to, they have to suck them out. Can't you pull them out and then eat them?
They were sucking them.
That's kind of how you do it.
I think
Gina.
That's how you do it.
You suck them out.
Maybe if they came beheaded, I would be okay.
Anyway, they're all having kind of open conversations about their relationships, which is fun. And I love how Imani and Woody are like asking the questions. At first, Christina and Henry aren't saying much. And then Henry starts to say, yeah, well, we, you know, been getting along pretty well. We had some good conversations. We went golfing. And she's like, yeah, it was really great. And then Henry said, then we went like salsa dancing. And she looked really sexy. And Christina was like, oh, my God.
He said it was sexy.
Oh, my God, I'm sexy. Her face was like, I'm in. I've got it.
See, that's it. Right there.
She just needs to be told she's hot. She's sexy. That's it.
Is that what she's used to? Or maybe she is not
used
to it.
She's not used to it. She wants it.
She wants it bad.
She wants it really bad. And the minute he says it, she's like, yeah, I think we're getting along really well. And I think we can really do this. I think we can really make it. That's all she wants. She doesn't care about anything else, but she just wants somebody to tell her how hot, how sexy she is.
That's a little bit sad.
It is sad.
That's a little sad.
It's really sad. It's actually very sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why Imani pulls Henry aside and they just have a little chat because everybody loves Imani.
Well, didn't Christina tell her to can you talk to?
Oh,
can you talk to
Henry?
Henry.
Oh, maybe
I thought she did.
She may have told. Okay, so that's why they went off and talked. And Henry was very open. He's like, well, basically, she annoys the fuck out of me. She's very, she's impatient. It's that whole story again. And I'm trying to work through it, but it turns me off. And if she can't be more patient, I am out. Literally 100% out.
He was more honest with Imani than he's ever been with Christina.
Yes, yes. And this is what we're seeing. Mm. He can't be honest with her because he doesn't want to hurt her feelings.
Well, he doesn't want to hurt her feelings. And
she's awful.
She may snap.
That's right. She's awful. Who knows what the fuck she's going to do? So the worst was then they separate again. And Christina's like, oh, my God, he just told me how sexy I am. Imani, what did he say about me? And then she's like, well, he said that he's kind of out because you're impatient. I mean, it was like fantastic.
It was amazing.
So then they go home and they talk about it. Christina acts like she didn't know any of this ever. Like Henry's never told me how much this has affected him. Oh, yes, he has. He has been as honest as he can be without being rude. We've seen it. He said, you're very impatient. I'm having a hard time with it. And then she made it, you know, I have ADD, so I'm going to be better now. He has told her the best he can. He doesn't want to be rude. He's trying to be nice.
He's a kind person.
He is.
And she's out of control. And he doesn't know how she's going to react. But I feel like he has been pretty honest with
her. I think for the most part. I mean, maybe not as honest as he was with Imani, but who is? It's hard to be honest face to face with somebody that you're really not attracted to. He's not attracted to her.
Well, you're not attracted to her and you don't really know how they're going to react if you tell him the truth.
Fucking snap. She's
Listen,
scary.
This isn't going to work. I've said it a million times. She cannot help who she is. Medication or not. She can't.
At one point, they're going through the bowl of questions, and something comes up about
I'm not always just a silly and fun person. I have my serious side too. And I'm thinking,
you're only serious.
When have you ever been silly and fun? Where is that? When she's out with the ladies, she kind of pretends like she's silly and fun.
She always acts like she has a stick up her ass.
What's going on?
We don't know where fun Christina went, but we haven't seen her.
So then after they kind of talk it out, he's like, well, I think we're on a good streak now. I think once we get momentum going, it's like, no, this is never going to work. But thank you for letting us watch this uncomfortable situation, because when COVID hits, this is going to be fucking amazing.
Oh, my God. Between Brett and Olivia and Christina and Henry, it's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be so great.
They're going to freaking kill each other.
Honestly, I'm so happy that they're all kind of staying together through this, because COVID's hard on the best relationships.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. But on these new ones, it's just going to be so good.
Can you imagine where you're locked up with someone that you don't really know, that you're not even really sure that you want to be with, and you are stuck?
And you don't really like Olivia and Brett, they don't like each other.
No.
Brett may like her a little bit because he thinks she likes him. She doesn't like
him. He's a jerk.
He is such an ass. That whole trivia night, what an asshole. Have some drinks, have fun. Nope.
I think
not gonna do it.
Olivia's wound a little tight.
Yes. But she has a lot of friends and she likes to go out. Maybe in this situation.
She's a more mature guy.
Yeah, but maybe in this situation we're seeing a different Olivia. Like she's not fully, she's a little guarded because the cameras and everything.
Maybe, but can't you see her with someone older than her?
Yeah. More mature.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to have kids, who wants to travel. Yeah, she needs somebody older.
I agree.
Good point. So, yeah, we'll see how this goes. I mean, we're going to see the progression of COVID happening.
I know. We got to relive it again.
Just like we don't want to relive it on the OC.
Orange County.
Ugh. Not looking forward to that.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
Yep. So, anyway, it's great to be back.
It is good to be back.
We hope you enjoy the rest of our show. We're going to talk about all the Bravo shows with another podcast called Drunk on Gossip. They're fantastic. They're from Quebec. Am I saying that correctly? Quebec.
I think so.
Canada. So they have accents because they're French. And yeah, they were so much fun.
Really and fun. Really sweet people.
Hope you enjoy them. And our take on the Bravo shows. That's it.
That's it. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
Let's do it. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Drunk on Gossip. I am PL again. I am with my girl, Vanessa, and two amazing guests.
Yes, from the podcast, the Dames du Dish. Welcome, ladies, directly from California. What's up?
Thank you.
Thanks for having
us. Hi, guys.
Thank you for coming on our podcast.
Yes, when you started the intro, it reminded me of something, the Carol Baskin thing. It was like, you said something about, hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Oh my God, how could I forget about this? This was like the highlight of the series. Like, honestly, that and the toothless God. Guy, like shirtless on a freaking couch.
Which one? Be more specific.
Exactly. Toothless, armless, legless?
Legless.
Maybe. Yeah. Legless. Maybe. Legless.
And he had a tattoo like below his belly button saying property of Joe Exotic. This is this is a goal for me. So what are you drinking, ladies? I see you have a wine right there.
Yeah. We drink a lot of Radius. That's kind of our brand.
I know that wine. Is it the wine from the Selling Sunset guy? Because it's the same.
No.
Oh, because it's circle and it really looked like it. I didn't know.
Yeah. No. You know what? We found it. We liked it and we stayed with it. It's really good. It's out of, I think, Washington, California.
Oh, okay.
I mean, sorry, Washington, Washington, United States, Washington.
I was
State.
Like, is it a city?
I've already had a few glasses.
So did we.
Drink way too much.
We do drink a lot. Sorry.
Since I knew you guys were coming on our podcast, I was like, I have to have a glass of wine because usually I have gins or cocktails from Ariana and Tom Sandoval book. But now I saw the picture on your podcast and I'm having a glass of wine in honor of you, Tom.
Oh,
so you've been
you.
There.
Wine is so much easier than all those cocktails in that cocktail book, because you have the book.
I have the book. I made one cocktail. They're just real
sugary.
They're
complicated too.
Yeah, they're a little complicated.
It depends.
They're very difficult. At the beginning of the podcast, we used to try one cocktail every episode, and it was fun, but it was taking a lot of times, and I think we just stuck with the classics. That we have home at the moment. I'm having a glass of rosé right now with, this is very white girl with a lot of ice in it.
That's how Gina drinks her rosé.
I do that too. I think it's fresh in the summer. It's fun. So cheers, ladies. Thank you for coming to our show.
Cheers. Thank you, Drunk on Gossip. We're super happy and excited to be doing this with you. We love fellow Bravo-holics and reality TV enthusiasts.
Oh, yes. I agree. So starting with some recaps, let's go right now. What do we think about Tom, the chef below deck. What do we think about him?
He's very cute.
Personally, I have a little crush on him. And when he went crazy this episode, I was a little disappointed because he wasn't as cute as I wanted him to be.
He was an asshole.
Right? He was an asshole.
Yeah,
he was.
Kind of shocking.
It was so mean to Aisha. Like, it was disgusting. Like, no. You don't do that to anybody. I mean, no.
I agree. Yeah. I wasn't surprised, though. I mean, a chef who worked in a Michelin star restaurant, of course he's an asshole. Been there, done that, seen them all.
Oh, yeah.
No, but that's what made him attractive to me. He cooks. His smile, I think Malia... Ew. I probably would have liked Malia before we knew everything she did.
Yeah. With
now, Hannah. Now I just don't like her at all.
Same.
I just think Tom is cute. We had another podcaster on and they said, if I like Tom, I must like who? Prince Harry or something. They said he looked like,
I can understand.
Is it Prince what?
One of those. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. But I thought he was cute, but now I just think he's an asshole.
Well, it's kind of a character trait of all the chefs on Below Deck, because they're all assholes. Has there been one that hasn't been an asshole?
The chef?
I can't remember. No.
Kiko. Oh my God. I have so much love for Kiko. He's fucking amazing.
Yeah, yes. We love Kiko.
But then again, if Kiko was still on, maybe he would have turned into that crazy chef.
Because of the pressure.
He left just in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. So. Do you think it's going to last, his relationship with Malia? Or you think it's just a phase?
I think it's over now.
No, I think they just sent out a picture that they're back together.
Oh, they are?
Well, okay. I don't think they ever broke up, but I think they're on different ships, or she's working on a ship right now.
Yeah.
There were rumors. I thought they had broken up because I went on their Instagrams and they didn't. His is a little more private, but she didn't have a lot of pictures of him and nothing recent. And then they just posted a picture together.
There you go. Well, I'm sure working on a yacht right now during this pandemic, it's a challenge for sure. You know, you need to be extra careful.
Of course.
Over there. It's weird.
I don't know if they're even working. Maybe now they're starting to go out.
But she was working, I think when was this? There was she was on the Watch What Happens Live with Andy, and she was working. She was in the master suite of the boat a month and a half ago. Like, she's still working, and she was in Europe. No, sorry, she was in Croatia. Yeah.
Cool. So,
yeah.
Another relationship that I think won't last will be Jessica and Rob. This is a joke. That's a joke.
Not a chance in hell.
Not a chance in hell.
So do you like, what are your thoughts? Do you like Rob? Do you like Jessica? What are your feelings about them?
Don't like Rob. Don't like Jessica. Don't like them together.
Amen. But Jessica reminds us one of our colleagues, because we used to work at the Four Seasons in Montreal, and she reminds us one of our colleagues that we didn't really like. So it's very cringing to watch. She really looked like, I don't really care. She's never going to.
I don't understand her. She's jealous, but she's not jealous. She doesn't want to be in a relationship, but then when he's kind of being sketchy, she freaks out. Yeah. I just don't understand where she's coming from. She's all over the place.
She doesn't understand where she's coming from.
No,
she's
totally exactly. High maintenance.
I think she's there for the show.
Rob has any sense of humor whatsoever.
No,
he's so stone face.
Oh my God, yeah.
Honestly, no emotion, nothing.
Yeah.
Boring also. It's like, so
totally
should I?
Boring.
The only exciting thing he did was to create this all happening thing for the announcement that he was going to Bali. And it wasn't even him doing the stuff. It was all of
it
the other
Bugsy.
People. It yeah, was Bugsy and all the rest of the crew. And it's like, okay. I think Jess is there for the show.
Yeah, sorry. Totally. What do you guys think about the way that they erased P from the entire season?
Mm-hmm. We noticed. Did you notice, Vanessa?
I know I didn't. I was like, wait, who?
Exactly.
Yeah, you forget he's even on the show at all.
It's so crazy. Yeah. Like every time we watch it, me and my husband, I'm like, did you notice Pete is not there anymore? He didn't leave. He's still there. He's cut out. And it's a good thing though. He's been so disgusting and disrespectful, and good for Bravo for cutting him off like this.
Yeah.
Especially these days with all of the, you know, movement and stuff. So it was a good thing, but it's weird because we see him sometimes and it's like they cut him off.
It's like, who's that?
In the background.
In the back,
like walking
his back
by.
Of his head.
He looks like the bus boy we don't really want to see, you know?
Speaking of new movement, have you seen the Stassi did an interview with Tamron Hall?
No, but you guys talked about it on your recent podcast.
Yeah, we just posted
it today. Yeah.
Yeah.
She got roasted. She got.
Yeah.
Now, did the whole interview come out or was it just clips of the interview? Because I saw one little clip.
On the 17th. So it was a live, the show aired on the 17th. Right?
The show aired on the 17th on several TV channels, but it's unclear which one, to be honest. Because in Canada, I just had to watch it on IGTV, which was somebody who was filming his own computer screen with a terrible quality and terrible sound. And I watched the whole interview and I was like, oh my God, this is the worst quality ever. But that's the only way I, you know, watch it. But you guys in the States, I'm pretty sure you're going to get luckier than us here.
So what was your takeaway of the interview? Did you feel any differently about her? Like, what do you think?
I feel like she's grown. She's definitely evolved. And it was clearly not scripted. So the way she answered and she reflected on the questions, I really do think she clearly made an effort to understand and grow. On the other hand, I do think that the interviewer was absolutely inappropriately very personal and raging on her, and that was
something.
It was uncomfortable to watch.
Oh yeah. Oh, she was. She knew what she was doing. And she was roasting her. Like, she really was hard, rough questions, no filter, and answer now. Like, well, you're saying you understand now, but why did you do this? Because you never understood before. Clearly, you had to lose your career to understand. And it's like, whew, okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised that she would actually agree to go on an interview show like that, where she could put herself out there. I mean, on one hand, it's an opportunity for her to kind of tell her side of the story, and what better way to do it than on Tamron Hall, right?
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, I'm quite sure she didn't know what questions were going to be asked.
Oh, for sure.
I think she knew and she was ready for it, because even if, listen, Stassi, she prepared for that.
Of course she did.
No matter the questions.
Yeah.
The best thing Stassi can do is do something like this, come out, be humbled, admit to it. I mean,
I agree.
We've all gone through certain things with all of the movement going on. You know, we've had our, you know, brush with it here on our podcast, because we didn't feel appropriate talking about it because, you know, we're too white.
Yeah.
Middle-aged, I will say middle-aged.
Ramona, get out of this body.
we are ladies of a certain age. So the fact that she's coming out now, here she's pregnant, I'm sure she's going to be on a show soon. There's going to be a Lala, Stassi, babies, whatever.
Yeah.
There's going to be another show.
It has.
And people will watch and people will forget.
For sure. Well, yeah, for sure. It's not going to be on the Brenda Bump rules because she said it, like, I'm done getting drunk and creating conflicts and stuff like that for a show. But of course, she was made for television. I mean, was made for that. She's good. And her podcast is going to come back. I don't know when, but it's coming back. And yes, she's going to have a show for sure. I agree with you. But what she did was terrible. And she had to pay for it. And she was, like Gina said, she was very humble and she owned everything. She was like, you know what? I messed up. I was a part of the problems for years. And now I am a part of the solution. I want to be a part of the solution. And I think it was the right thing to say. You know,
now I think maybe she said what she had to say. She's evolving right now. Maybe she should just sit down, have her baby, go have her life, and then come back at a later date when, you know, we're all ready to receive her. Cause right now I think nobody is really ready to receive her.
Yeah. Speaking of which, did you see Lisa Vanderpump has a podcast?
Mm. What? I haven't seen that.
It's impossible.
Just came out.
Are you kidding?
Is it good?
So Bethany, Heather, and now Lisa Vanderpump, all in the same time.
Oh, and Katie, Katie. I tried to listen to Katie's today.
It's terrible.
Oh, it's terrible. It's so boring.
I deleted it. I don't care. Like, I don't. I don't care. I mean, I want to care, but I don't. I truly don't, but I want to. I try hard.
No, it's not good.
I give everybody a shot. I gave it a shot. I'm done.
Yeah, but are you guys surprised that it's boring? I'm not.
No. No.
I'm not surprised. How about LDPs? How is it?
Actually, I heard a clip on Juicy Scoop. Heather McDonald interviewed her, and they played some clips. It actually sounded pretty good. Did you hear the clips?
Some of it. You know, she's interesting. Whether you like her or not, she's got a story, and it's kind of an exciting story, you know, where she came from, everything, you know.
I'm curious about it.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I think she'll have a lot to say. Plus, she has a lot of high-profile friends.
Yeah,
she does.
That'll come on. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's true. She's going to have tons of guests, for sure. I just didn't know that, but I'm going to listen to it for sure. But the one I'm excited the most is Bethany. Like, I cannot wait to listen. I don't know if you guys like her or not, but I really...
Yeah, I didn't even know she had a podcast that was coming out.
Yeah, she has one, but what is it going to be? Is it going to be the business one?
I think it is.
Oh. I think it's going to be business. And she's also starting a new show.
Yeah.
And she's going to do wannabe judge for cooking feuds.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Feuds about food, like someone stole your recipe, or feuds and cooking in between families. She's going to be the judge of that.
Okay.
Listen, she's a hustler, and she gets it done. And I like Bethany, actually. I really do.
I love her.
I do, too.
Yeah, even when she was horrible, Bethany, I watched every minute of it. I watched her and her husband. Did you watch Bethany Ever After?
No. PL did.
No, I watched Bethany and Frederick. I just finished the season like in one sitting.
Oh,
and I loved it.
I never watched that, actually.
Oh, it's so good. It's very good. Is it? It's 8 episodes of 30 minutes, so it's easy. No, they're not friends. Okay. And that's why they didn't shoot it. Well, no, they're still friends, but that's why they didn't shoot the second season, because it was renewed and they were like, you know what? This will destroy our friendship if we go for another season. So they decided to pull the plug.
Smart.
Yeah, for sure. But she is made, that woman, like we were saying about Stassi, but Bethany is made for television. She was made to do what she is doing right now. And I think it's very good and it's fun to watch. You know, she's funny.
She's naturally funny.
Yeah, she is.
Something you don't get. Do you guys watch Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Yeah, I do.
So I think of like, there's Bethany, there's Portia. They're naturally funny people. They don't have to try. They don't have to put anything on. They're just really good TV.
Yeah.
And she's one of those. I don't know if we're going to get another Bethany. What did you, like Leah?
Loved.
Were you happy with Leah's performance?
Of course. We are very rooting for her. Do you like her?
She's
love her.
Yeah.
She's not coming back.
I know.
Well, we don't know. I mean, she hasn't signed a contract.
No, so she hasn't. It's just speculation.
I think they'll offer her enough money. She'll come back.
She was huge this season.
She needs to come back.
She that needs to come back. Her. Absolutely. Yeah. And she, like she said, she elevated that shit like she did because she was good. It was a breath of fresh air. And just $60,000 a year for a season is, I mean, really? For what she did, I mean, I don't know, like comparing to Ramon, I was like in a million, or, you know, it's unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you need blood to mix it up.
Oh yeah, we do. And diversity, like, of course. And yes. But so let's talk about a reunion, because we just talked about
let's do it.
About Leah. What did you think of Dorinda and Ramona's fighting all the time?
Oh my god.
So over it.
Such a I have a question about the Dorinda thing. So with John and Tinsley's boyfriend, what's his name, or fiance?
Scott.
Did John borrow money from Scott? Actually borrow money from him?
I think Scott gave it to him. That's what I read.
And why was this such a big deal? I mean, John makes pretty good money. I think he's a very successful
business. We don't know.
That's what I don't understand. I want to know more about that situation.
There's a couple rumors out there. One is that the money was from the coupon cabin commercial that he was in.
Yeah.
But why would Dorinda be pissed off about that? I don't know. Or that he lent him some money that Dorinda didn't know about.
Wasn't
happy about it.
I didn't understand. I don't really. And the clip we saw Dorinda on the phone bashing basically John, it was in Miami last year with Barbara. It was at the White Mansion when she's saying everything with her spray tan. And
that's,
it never aired.
So fucking crazy.
So it was
Why wouldn't they air that? Yeah. Why aren't they airing that?
I don't know.
There's more to it that we don't know about.
Yeah. And that we can't know, I think. I think they cannot, you know. And now Dorinda's freaking pissed off because of this. Yeah. And but I do think that she pissed off Andy at the reunion. It shows, like, Andy was really fed up with her. Like, it really, you can tell.
Well, he said multiple times, you're just being mean. I mean, there was no reason for her to go after Tinsley. I don't know what her issue is, but she was deflecting every question that Andy asked about her. She deflected and started talking shit about Ramona and Tinsley and everybody else but her. She absolutely has an issue with alcohol.
She does, and she never wants to talk about it, ever.
Never.
It's like, it's obvious.
She can't just admit to enjoying the fruits of our labor.
I mean, it's amazing. And she says publicly that she loves to have a drink, but just own the fact that sometimes you lose control. And it's not even because you have an alcohol problem, or maybe you do, but let's not talk about this. Let's just talk about the fact that you said this because you were drunk. It's okay. I mean, we all made mistakes. I mean, you know, it's not hard.
Doesn't she watch the show?
What I'm wondering. Wait, even when they're playing the clips back, my God, she's so wasted. She's so crazy. Yelling at Luann, like, just getting mean. She gets so mean and dirty when she's drunk. That's the
she hits below the belt.
Are happy drunks.
Oh, yeah.
She crosses that line and just gets mean and goes very deep.
But yeah.
And there's no remorse. There's zero remorse from her ever. I mean, she doesn't talk about owning it, right? She doesn't own any of her behavior. Imagine if you acted like that and then watched it on TV? Or I'm sure they get the screeners before.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw that's the way you behaved? Oh my God.
It's embarrassing to, it's all hard to watch too. Like the finally, when I don't remember who, it was Leah. She did a toast about Tinsley. Thank you, Tinsley, for bringing me to the show. And she just went somewhere else. She was not having it. And she was like, I don't know. She was talking about the crew. She was talking about the season, like the contract. And I'm like, no, just sit down and just have a drink. You know what? Like, just be nice.
Yeah, she just can't relax. Yeah. Do you think she's jealous of Tinsley or who?
I don't get the vibe.
I think she's jealous of Tinsley.
Really?
Yeah. But why? I mean, because Dorinda has her own money. Tinsley has her money.
Yeah.
Just her life, maybe. She's jealous of Tinsley's life, that she's happy with Scott.
Yeah. Well, she also kept saying that, you know, she just didn't like Tinsley and Coupon King. What is
Scott.
His name?
Scott. Scott. Let me just take this
take
away.
Yeah, take that one away.
No.
But she kept saying that she just didn't like their relationship, that Scott's very controlling, and that almost like Tinsley was with him for the money. Tinsley has her own money.
She has a lot of money.
She has a lot of money.
She doesn't need a man.
She doesn't need Scott.
And Dorinda doesn't need anybody either. Like they're both fine. And I don't get the vibe that Dorinda's jealous, though. I don't think she's jealous. It doesn't.
No, but what I mean is she said, I hate your life.
Yeah, she did.
She that's fucked up. It. Like, yeah. Wow.
Because I think that's what she had with Richard, right? Who said that in the cast?
Yeah, somebody said that.
Somebody did say that.
Ramona may have said it.
So that was the other thing with Ramona. Listen, Ramona is interesting. She's so controversial. And you freaking hate her when she is clapping and not wearing a mask. I don't need to wear a mask.
I don't have the virus.
I don't have the virus. Like all of that shit. And you hate her. And then she kind of like owns a few things. And you go, okay, well, she's okay. I don't know.
And then she makes sense.
Then she makes sense for a second.
But it never lasts.
Like, okay, I like her again.
No, it doesn't last.
She's like an asshole again. I mean, her and Leah, that whole thing
is bizarre,
is so crazy. And poor Leah, you know, you could feel Leah, she liked Ramona in the beginning, they felt this connection, and then Ramona was just awful to her.
Very, very mean. And that, you know, now I see Ramona is jealous of Leah. She really is. I really get this vibe. Intense, like obvious, you know, of the youth and stuff.
Oh, for sure.
What did you say?
Go to church.
Go to church.
Have a Xanax.
Who said it? Was it Dorinda said that there's one thing that Leah has that Ramona doesn't, and it was youth?
Yeah. And it was right in her teeth. It was so like drastic, and I agreed 100% with that.
But even at the end, even though they had all their things going back and forth, at the very end, Leah, like,
was okay
with Ramona. Ramona apologized, said, yeah, I probably wasn't like that. Ramona gets away with that. What did they call her? The Ramona, the Ramona apologizer. What do they call her? The Ramona's, I don't know. She was the apologizer.
She apologizes all the time. Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
Like, okay.
But sometimes she says stuff that is too, like, when she calls, like, the her staff, the help, I'm like, oh my God.
Servants.
The servant.
Look at your dog sitting there.
Yes.
He wants so needy. So bad. Freaking needy.
He's
so
cute. I'm
done with him.
Cute. But
there was that one point where Dorinda said she was getting anxious again, sitting on the, you know, I think Andy was asking her a few questions, like, why are you doing this? Why are you acting this way? And she looked at Ramona and they had this exchange and she said something about, well, you lie about not having a facelift.
Oh, she said, your face doesn't look like that because of your true renewal. You had a facelift.
And then Andy asked her,
facelift.
And he asked her, did you have a facelift? She was like, no, I didn't.
I did not.
Really?
Yes, you did. I did. Yes, you did.
Listen, your she face, looks fantastic.
She does,
especially for her age. I mean, what is she, 62 or something?
63.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like that, like you look from the side, it's nice and pooled and, you know, listen.
That's not true renewal. Let me tell you.
Come on.
It's like, ageless by Ramona.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Pinot Grigio by Ramona too. One who looked great. It's I have a question. Is the wine still a thing or it's out of?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's gone. Yeah.
Really?
And
I'm surprised.
They never mentioned it again either. Remember, she used to show up to every party with the Pinot Grigio. It was a big thing. She always ordered the Pinot Grigio. Now they rarely show her even drinking.
She drinks water.
She's the only one that drinks water.
She has a new drink with mint and limes.
Now that she goes to church.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was really frustrated with they didn't air the scene with Leah and Ramona's daughter at the restaurant when Leah said, I wish I had a 9-inch guy or something like that. They should have. Like Ramona was offended. Oh my God.
And then behind the scenes, massaging her glass.
Oh, that was so sad.
It was so
embarrassing. I would have loved to see that more. And they also didn't talk about, which maybe in the next episode they will. There's another, there's an episode 3, right? The final 3.
Yeah.
They didn't talk about Leah in real life. Leah and Ramona's daughter really went at it on social media.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Really?
Yes. And it was great. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
And
really?
Ramona got all crazy. Ramona was like, don't go after my daughter. And Leah's like, your daughter is 23 fucking years old. I'll go after her. It was so great. It was
what?
So great.
What happened? Like, yeah. Like a brief resume. What happened?
What was it about? Oh, I think it was about Leah was, because when Leah was calling Ramona and all the, you know,
the COVID,
you're running away from COVID and you're doing this. This was like in real time.
Yeah.
And then Avery got on and said, my mom is doing great. We are social distancing, whatever. And Leah was just calling her out. And then she added Avery to everything. And Ramona went crazy because she was at an Avery. And she's like, screw that. Avery's an adult. Now we know
she actually
went out to dinner together.
Yeah.
And had cocktails. Listen, Ramona hangs out with Avery like she's her friend. So
yeah,
yes. She does. You know, and apparently Avery is not that nice.
No, I don't know. Also.
Yeah. We did a podcast last week with Ashley Baker and she was like, I heard that Avery is not a nice point. She's like her mother. At a restaurant, she's going to be rude with the server. She's going to return food, return this and that. And she's not a nice girl, apparently. I was surprised. Maybe I'm naive, but I was surprised. I was like, really? I was expecting, like, seeing your mom behave that way on television, you should know better, you know?
Mm-hmm. But maybe she doesn't think it's weird because that's the way her mother is all the time.
Oh my God. Well, that's a problem if she doesn't think it's weird.
Yeah.
You know? What did you think of Luann this season?
I didn't think that much of Luann. Do that impression of Viva la Diva, Piel.
I won't. Sorry. Thank you.
Please do it.
No, but it's just like Viva la Diva. You know the song that she recorded like last episode?
Oh, yes.
Before? We know.
It was awful. But Luann was, I don't know, like I feel like her storyline conclude this season with the end of her probation and her, you know, living as a free woman again. And, you know, I don't think, I'm kind of surprised that she's coming back next year. Maybe she's not because we didn't know. But I'm like,
this is how she makes a living, really. I mean, this and her cabaret shows, which we did attend in San Francisco.
You did? How was it?
We met her.
It was as bad as you could imagine, but fabulous at the same time.
Of course.
We had the best time.
Of course.
Was Sonia there?
No, gosh darn it.
We
were so pissed. We wish Sonia would have been there. That would have been amazing.
Right?
No, but we met her afterwards. And honestly, she was so nice and so lovely. And even we went to BravoCon, we saw her again and we met her assistant a few times. And we kind of have a connection with that. And they remembered us. So nice. So it's kind of this weird, you know, when you meet your people.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you meet them in person, you're like, all of a sudden, you're like, oh my God, I love them. And you hated them, you know.
And you don't want to say it because it's embarrassing, but it's like, oh my God.
Of course. And all of a sudden, we're like, we love you.
She's super, super tall. I mean, I'm tall. I'm 5'7", and she's probably 5'10".
Oh, yeah. Maybe
I'm 5'10".
Yeah, she's,
oh my God.
Wow. Yeah. She's beautiful,
too. She really is.
Yes, she's tall and gorgeous.
Yeah. I'm not surprised that she was nice because she seems to be very nice.
I'm not thinking she's humbled a little
bit. Yeah. I mean, so I think that she was kind of boring this season.
Yeah.
Because well, first the season before she was still on probation and she was doing all this and it was kind of exciting to see if she would break or drink or whatever.
Yes.
And then this season she drank a little bit, but she never got out of control. And everybody else did. So that was exciting. So I guess it was nice that she was the voice of reason, which was kind of crazy. But
weird.
When Luann gets out of control and drunk, she's fun too.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of hard.
Well,
there's
biggest.
There's a lot of drinking.
Yes. And yeah, it was. Yeah, we said this before. It was too much drinking, I think. I feel like it's just what we saw this season.
PL. You know? There's never too much drinking.
Amen.
You know what? I'm going to have a drink just because he said that.
Yes, we all need to have a drink to that.
All right, cheers.
Yeah. We had a hard time kind of, you know, having that feeling of, is it hard to watch? Yes. Some of the scenes, especially with Sonia, she was getting so wasted. But it was also fantastic at the same time.
It was like, heaven. I mean, I'm sorry, but the scene with Leah and the freaking fire tipis or something like that. It was
the
iconic. The tikis. It was
so
iconic.
Hilarious.
It was
perfect. Are we not going to see, who's the friend?
Elise.
Elise. Are we going to see Elise at the reunion? No. I don't think
no.
so.
She's not there.
No.
She said this like 3 weeks ago, I think. I'm not at the reunion. And I mean, maybe they had to control, I don't know. Maybe they had the limit of people in that, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if she deserves to be at the reunion, to be fair.
No, but I want to know what happened between Ramona and Elise. Mm-hmm. What did Elise do to piss Ramona off?
Probably just breathing.
Yeah.
I don't think it takes much to piss
No, I don't think it takes much. But it, I mean, Elise was very like on a mission at Leah's party to, I mean, she pulled Ramona's coat. She was like, talk to me, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, Ramona just left and I wanted to know the ending. And now Elise is gone forever. We're never going to see her again, which is crazy.
No, we're not. Although, so did you see when Elise and Leah went live on their Instagram and they were talking about Ramona shitting the bed and all that kind of stuff?
What?
Oh, I heard about it. I read the thing, like I read the day after, I think. But I didn't see it live. Did you?
Oh, I saw. Oh, yes. It was fantastic. Wow. Oh, my God. It was like, and Elise was like, stop it. Stop it. Don't say it. And then Leah would jump in and go, because she shits her pants. I mean, it was fantastic. And then that was way before Ramona, you know, pooped on the floor in Mexico.
Oh,
that was,
God.
How crazy
honestly,
was that?
She left why? That
nothing.
How did we see this?
Floor?
And then Dorinda has their area and we know it and we see it. Why? We don't want to see this. And the toilet was clogged like a few months ago.
It
and
was,
like, what's going on here?
All about poop. And then she went to get it with her hands. Ramona.
No
I don't
shame.
Even,
no
I don't want to think about
right?
that. Like, it's, I don't want
to
see
it.
Think
about it.
I don't even want to see Britney Spears doing it, which means a lot because I love Britney Spears and I don't give a, I don't want to see that. So
you don't want to think differently ever. As crazy as Britney Spears can be, you don't want to think bad of her.
No,
right?
I don't. I really don't.
That is nuts.
So yeah. So Sonia's new face. What do we think about that?
Love
excellent.
It.
Excellent. Perfection.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm getting
beautiful.
My haircut like her on Monday.
You should actually.
You
it's
are?
Beautiful.
I am.
Like very
I
short.
Had it, I've had it like that a little bit before, but I'm like, I am going in on Monday. I just told Gina, I said, I made an appointment. I'm going in. It's so cute. She
it
looks
is.
Fantastic.
She looks oh, she great. Does. She's never looked better.
She looks great. I don't like a lot of facial. Like, I think these women can go a little bit too far. I think the New York women are the most, they have the best work
plastic
done
surgeons.
Yeah.
Way better than like there's a few of the Beverly Hills that I think look okay.
Better than Brandy Glanville.
Oh my God.
I mean,
you know,
Brandy Glanville like this.
She is.
She's what? Sorry?
Yeah.
She's from their hometown.
Here. Oh, she's from Sacramento? Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did you meet, have you met her or?
Oh sure. No.
Did you see her like no?
But, she's just a little bit younger than us.
But
we
I don't
run in the same circles.
You can tell. Like you can't tell how old is she. Like I have no idea. She could be 41. She could be 59. I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah. No,
sometimes the more work they have, the older they look. It's so strange.
It's, mm-hmm. true.
It's the fillers. Brandy has so much filler in her face that she's so puffy. Her eyes are so small that she's almost unrecognizable. It's awful.
It's awful because Botox doesn't do that. Like Botox doesn't make you look anything. Fillers like fills some places you don't want it, you know. So yeah.
Did you see that Kyle took Sutton for the first time to get Botox not long ago?
What?
Yeah. Wow. I'm very surprised at that. Sutton's another one. She looks great, but for some reason she presents as older.
It's her clothes.
It's her clothes. Because she's
her
not
mentality.
That old. I think she's like 40s or something, right?
No. Sutton?
No. Sutton is 60.
No. She's not 60. I thought
she's
she was
not
like
as old
53.
As you think?
Well, I don't know. I never really Googled, but I'm like, if she's 41, I'm like, what? I would be surprised.
I feel like she's not as old as you think she is.
The
she
dress she wore at the Reitz party,
oh
it
my God.
Was that Dolce & Gabbana centerpiece table thing.
Awful.
It was awful.
She's 49. She's
49.
She's
50. Oh, wow.
I'm surprised.
Yeah,
I
know.
Honestly, I'm really surprised. Good for her.
Yeah,
I mean,
she just I mean, she looks great, but for some reason, she, I don't know, maybe it's the way she carries herself.
I think it's the way she carries herself, because she looks like a, like, she really looks like an older woman. Like, older.
Yeah.
She looks older than Ramona to me. She does.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised she's 49. I'm really shocked right now. So she's almost the same age as Tinsley. Can you realize it? Do you realize that?
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
I think Tinsley's like 46.
Looks amazing. Tinsley looks amazing.
And in real life, she looks amazing too. Like, she's so beautiful. She really is.
Now, she's had work done, I'm sure, but it's
supernatural. Yeah.
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 You can't tell. What about the Beverly Hills reunion? What were your thoughts on this? Was it the final one?
Yeah, it was the final one.
Is the new queen.
I love her.
Yes, I agree.
She really did well this season.
She did. And as much as annoying she was at the beginning, she was like this woman from Connecticut with this strong accent. I was like, who the hell is that person? And she was annoying. But now it's like, wow, she is amazing. And I love her so much. You know?
And she's kind of lost her accent. Have you noticed?
Yes, no, I didn't.
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, it's, my God. I didn't even notice. That was smooth.
It was weird.
I really liked her this season.
Me too.
And I don't know. I think she's fun. Gina gives me a hard time because I'm kind of a Kyle lover.
Okay. Okay.
Do you like Kyle?
This year, hated her. Hated her. Can't.
Thank you. Thank you.
Here's the thing. Here's my thing with Kyle. I think she'd be so fun to go out with. Kyle.
Yes.
Dorit. Who else? Maybe Lisa Rinna. Listen, Lisa Rinna was an asshole friend to Denise. I freaking hated the way she was with Denise this season.
This is another story.
But I think
this
they'd be fun to go out with.
Yeah, they would be fun to go out with.
Lisa Rinna, she's my favorite. And I think Vanessa loves her very much too.
She's my number one forever. I will bring her to the grave.
I love her so much. She's so funny and silly and too much every time, but that's how we like her. But like you said about Denise, honestly, I don't know how you guys feel. We didn't even talk, Vanessa and I, about this, but I watched the Beverly Hills final reunion last night and I really had a hard time seeing Denise teary eyes. And she was, honestly, it was not good. Like, they should have never aired this. It was too much. It was mean and bullying and degrading. And, you know, I didn't like it.
I agree. I think Lisa Rinna was off the rails. She was extremely mean. I think Denise and Brandy have something?
For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do I think Denise is lying? Absolutely. Yes. But I don't like the way that Rinna went after Denise at all.
It's terrible, actually. Yeah. It's disgusting. Mm-hmm.
So what was that? There was that moment where they were going at it and Andy said, you know, are you willing, Denise, to show us your text messages from Brandy? And she goes, yeah, well, can I show you the ones between me and Lisa Rinna also? And Lisa Rinna was like, are you threatening me? So what is the difference with Rinna had all these texts printed between Brandy and Denise? What are we missing that Rinna and Denise have exchanged? What's that information? Why isn't that let out? Why can't we know about everything in there?
I don't think it's that much of a big deal. I think that Denise said that to Lisa Rinna just for her not to show her phone or her version of the message. I think she wanted to just move on. And I don't know, because she's lying. She's been caught lying and it shows and she knows, but she's never going to admit it. So she sticks to her, you know, what she thought at the beginning. It's such a big mistake. And it's obvious that she's lying. I mean, come on.
Well, right. But at one point, Lisa said, those text messages were private.
Yes.
So there's something, and Denise was a big enough person not to share those text messages.
Yeah.
So I mean, Lisa was just a shitty friend.
She was a bad friend to Denise.
She was
My theory is that these text messages are about Harry Hamlin.
I think maybe something.
There's so many rumors about him cheating.
Yeah. So many.
Well, and he's done it in the past. I mean, he cheated with Rinna on his ex-wife or on his wife at the time. So,
yeah. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yep. Yep. So, always.
And especially in the Hollywood life.
Yeah. Sorry.
What did you say?
No, I was going to ask what you guys think about Erica Jane and whether or not you think she should come back next season.
I absolutely think she should come back. I love Erica. We didn't see that much of her. I want her to come back, and I want her to come back as Erica Girardi and not Erica, the showgirl. I want to see more of her life, of her emotions.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
I don't either.
I don't.
But who is Erica Girardi?
Yeah.
Who is she?
We don't know.
We only know the persona of Erica Jane, but we don't know who Erica Girardi
is. Well, even the book that she wrote, her ghostwriter for the book was on another podcast, and he was like, you know, I even wrote her book, and I barely know who she is.
Wow.
And the book was about her childhood and how she grew up. She only gives you little snippets of what she wants you to know, which, I mean, I think it's okay to be a little guarded, but on a show like this, you got to show something. You got to give us a little bit more. This season, she didn't really give us anything. I mean,
we want to see more than your glam squad, by the way.
Yes, oh my God. Exactly.
You know, we want to see more than that. So,
It is. It was fun to watch the competition between Dorit and her with the fashion and the hair and all that. That was actually pretty fun. Yeah. That was fun.
I love Erica Jane. I think she is amazing. But I agree with Vanessa and you guys. I think she needs to show more of her personal life. I want to see more of Tom.
Ooh, why?
Do we want to see more of Tom?
Oh, wait. Erica said that he has a magnetic personality. Maybe that's what he's talking about. Can you see Tom's magnetic personality?
I mean, no. It's
I don't
want to
think about this. Let's move on.
Can I freaking say how much I love Garcelle for asking her, how's the sex?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. I want to know. Love Garcelle.
Garcelle asked the two questions we all wanted to know. How was the sex with Tom Girardi? And not that we really want to know, but we're curious. Are they having sex?
No.
And then the other question was, Sutton, how did you get your money? I mean, both of these things are highly inappropriate, but fucking amazing. And loved every minute of it.
Oh my God. And she's going to be back next year.
So for sure though?
But I think she thinks so, because in a podcast she said, an interview, somebody said like, so what's the drama right now? Because there's some drama with the girls. And she said, well, we cannot talk about it. We're going to talk about it on camera. She said that. I think she thinks she's going to be back. Maybe they're going to fire her, but she thinks she's going to be back. So I guess she wants to be back on the show.
You know what? Garcelle needs a friend. Garcelle needs a real friend.
She does.
Because Denise was her friend, and you know, maybe Lisa Rinna was kind of her friend, but Lisa, you know, listen, she's like hot coals. Nobody wants to be that close to Lisa Rinna. So I think if Garcelle brought one of her friends in, that would be fantastic.
Exactly.
Let's add more diversity. Come on. Jeez.
Oh my God. Seriously.
It's getting ridiculous.
But we didn't see anything from Garcelle because she seemed to be so busy and never available to film. It was a little annoying to me. She should have been a friend of the Housewives this year instead of a full-time, you know. Her and Sutton have switched. I know Sutton filmed as a full-time and it got cut out because of their, you know, children's story and stuff like that. But I hope next year Sutton's going to be back. I don't know how you feel about that, but I hope she'll be back.
I hope she comes back.
I think she's a great addition. And, you know, the thing is about the Housewives shows, originally we love to watch these women who kind of had this money that none of us had. Yeah. Sutton actually has that money. You know, she's like the new LVP in regards to having a good amount of money. Mm-hmm. Garcelle, like we saw Garcelle move into her house. Listen, nice house.
Yeah.
Was it extravagant? Like Sutton having a house in New York, a house in LA, a house in wherever
Italy,
else she has houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know more of Sutton. I want to know more about Sutton.
Me too. Yeah. She's very interesting.
How much she's going to give us to know though.
I know. That's the only thing. She's almost too tight-lipped with certain things because she's very proper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the thing is, she has like some law issue with her, ex-husband and children and stuff. So I wonder what are the scenes that they filmed before, you know, before cutting them off. I'm sure it was gold and it was good. And maybe we would have seen her more if the Denise and Brandy thing was not happening, you know? It took
the whole season.
Again this year with Lucy from the freaking dog in the sky. I don't know. It was Too much.
It was boring. It was just too much focused on Denise. It got tiresome after a while. We were just bored with it.
But I have a question. Do you want Brandy to be back?
Brandy?
No, not really.
I don't need Brandy. I mean, Brandy will be there no matter what. She wasn't there this season, and look at it. She was in, what, two episodes, a little side character?
Yeah.
So I don't think we need Brandy as a full-time at all.
Okay. And do you want, which one do you want between Kris Jenner or Khloe Kardashian?
Oh, Khloe's not going to do. I don't think Khloe would be a good fit. And I don't think, and we talked about this, I think Kris Jenner, unless she can be in control of the production, she's not going
to
do it.
Yeah. No, I don't think she will do it either. But I would love to see her on the television. But I think Khloe Kardashian would be a better fit. I think she would come for people. She would open up. And she is just 3 years younger than Teddy.
Oh, that's true.
So
okay,
I think...
So she, but we're not getting Teddy back, I hope.
Yeah, Teddy needs to go.
Jesus, yes, she does. And did you see the drama with her, like 500 calories a day thing?
Yes, we were just talking about that.
Like, what the hell is this?
That's why she lost so much weight. This is no secret. She just starved herself.
This is called anorexia, honey. Yeah. Anorexia. That's the name of it.
And not just that, the text messages that she sends the people in her program are so inappropriate. They're like, that's no excuse.
I'm sure she's...
I don't care if you're just had a baby and you're
fake,
working.
Though.
I don't think so. I think a lot of that is real.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
It's
And
honestly,
then Camille Grammer's getting involved. And it's
oh my God. And Kyle Richer got involved with Camille. Getting involved with Teddy. It's so it's amazing.
It's actually amazing. It is amazing.
They should be filmed. I think they're starting filming in a month that Teddy said that. She was sure. She was like, I'm expecting another month without filming. So I think she's going to be back.
We shall see. So were you guys looking forward to the OC?
Yes.
Yes. I don't know how it's going to be without
all
the main
weird
girls. It's going to be so weird.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
I don't know. We're not really excited because first off, they started filming during COVID. So we're going to have to see this whole COVID thing. It's like, we're all living it. We don't need to watch these ladies go through it.
Yeah.
So, and then who's the main one? It's going to be
Kelly.
No. Oh God. I hope not.
Oh my God. No, they can't do that.
It's going to be,
Bronwyn
or
I think Bronwyn. I think they're working around Bronwyn being that center piece.
Wow. She must be very happy right now. Bronwyn.
By the way, it's not a peach.
Orange.
It's an orange.
It's an orange, yeah.
Give me that wine.
But I cannot wait to see Gina because I felt bad for her last season. Gina was she was going through a lot, and she was opening up so much. And I cannot wait this year because she has a new boyfriend now. And I really am excited to see that. And also, Jesus, I forgot her name. Emily. I'm excited to see. Well, first of all, what do you think about Emily's husband?
Is she divorced yet?
No, she's still with him.
No.
Jesus, girl, get it done.
I don't understand.
You know what? It's a marriage of convenience. So I don't think they'll get a divorce. I think they're fine the way it is. Mm-hmm. They have their kids. They do their own thing. Yeah, it's definitely an interesting situation. I'm so surprised that she came back. It's crazy to me.
Yeah. Me too. I was very surprised. It's her third season. I think, right? Yeah, third season.
Yeah, and her husband does not like to be on the show at all.
And, you know, there's a big thing with her because she said they're using the same picture as, the last few seasons with her, and she's lost a bunch of weight. So she's kind of pissed that in the beginning they're using these old pictures.
Yeah, I know, I saw that.
A good 20 to 30 pounds more, so.
Yeah, I saw that too, and I was like, it's sad to me because I think she is absolutely gorgeous and super sexy. Emily, she is very beautiful, and I wish that she could embrace that body. I mean, we all have our issues. I mean, I'm sure she doesn't see herself the way
we see. Well, she kind of did in Vegas. I mean,
she did.
Remember that?
Of course.
I was yelling in my living room.
She made a striptease in front of her freaking stepdaughter. Who would forget about that?
I think the stepdad was more excited than the husband.
This was unbelievable. It was so funny to watch. But I'm excited this year. I don't know. I was surprised that Tamara got fired. Vicky, I don't care. Tamara. She, I mean, I was very surprised. I was not expecting this at all.
Do you like Tamara?
I'm not the crazy. Oh, you love her? Yeah, you love her, right? I'm not the craziest fan of her. I think she's very malicious. I would never be friend with Tamara. I prefer
good TV.
But yeah, she is. But I prefer Tamara over Kelly a million times. Like, what is she still doing there?
Yeah. Like, Kelly's a lot.
She's a lot right now, especially with, you know, her COVID. Just her engagement and all that kind of. This is going to be really interesting to watch. We'll have to, whether they walk down the aisle or not, I don't know.
Well, I was expecting her to move to New York City, since her boyfriend works for, you know, TV in New York.
Yeah.
Fox News, I think.
So, also, it'll never happen if she's ever hoping to be on The Real Housewives of New York City. No fucking way. Kelly Dodd does not belong with those women.
Absolutely.
Totally different class of women.
Yeah, they'll chew her up and spit her out.
Yep. Maybe that would be good. She needs to be chewed up.
Give her a taste of her own medicine, to be honest. Like, she deserves it.
No kidding. What's going on with Potomac with you guys?
I was about to say.
God. Bring out Karen and the fireball and her stinky cooch.
Oh my God. How amazing was that? Honestly, her drinking that much fireball?
Well, fireball's like drinking cough syrup. I mean, it's not
It's disgusting.
Wrong,
but... it's college totally alcohol. Yeah.
But her drinking this much and then talking about her cooch, this is the lowest I've seen from her, but the most fun.
Yeah, so she was so funny.
Seasons.
But she pulled Dorinda after. She did not want to own the fact that she was terribly hungover. She was like, I'm fine.
She was like, I'm not feeling well. Ray, can you come into the room? I'm not feeling very well. Yeah, I've used that excuse too. Like, I'm like, oh my God, what did I do? What did I eat last night?
Same. Going into work, I had bad sushis.
Oh my God, working with a hangover is the worst.
The worst.
Especially so in a restaurant industry.
Serving
with alcohol. The smells of everything. Oh God, that would kill me.
And serving alcohol to other people is like a nightmare.
What do you guys think of the Michael Darby situation? Yes.
Michael's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He always has been. He always will be. Like you said, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with Ashley? Why is she's got to know this is happening?
She's pregnant. No, she doesn't know. Like, she's pregnant
she
right
knows.
Now with him. Do you think
I
she
think
does? She knows.
The prenup.
Did you see the previews for next week? They allude to the fact that she kind of knows. Like, they have a little bit of an open relationship.
Yeah. I saw
probably
that.
With men. She my theory is that she is open to him to have, excuse my English, I'm a little drunk.
Excellent.
She is open to for him to have a boyfriend, but then not she might not be open to all the stripper thing.
Well, that's a good point.
I can't figure it out.
It's so weird to me. It's hard to understand. I wish he's going to be at the reunion because Andy's going to destroy him with his questions. He needs to answer these questions because he looks really bad right now, you know? And people have proof.
This is not the first time. That's a thing. Yeah. This is ongoing. The first time you get caught, you're kind of new to this experience of being on TV, a reality TV show. You don't realize so many people around know you or know who you are.
Yeah.
This is how many seasons?
Five
seasons. You know better. You don't care. You don't care.
Yeah. He's known, and especially in Potomac, it's like a suburb of Washington or something like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
People know everybody. Like, if you're known, if you're well known on television, people are going to know you and they want to talk about you, right? So they're going to film you anywhere you go. Casino, strip clubs, hotel rooms. You know, you cannot trust anyone. It's weird.
Isn't it strange that so many of these husbands go to strip clubs? Is this just something me and Gina talk about? We're like, our husbands just were never into the strip club thing. Is that like, I don't know, a 30-year-old thing where the guys go to strip clubs all the time?
Well, these guys are not 30.
I don't know, 30 to 40 to 50. I don't know. Like, what? I don't know. That's just kind of a little gross, right? That your husband, I mean, singles, yes. And I don't know, a guy's night, they're going to strip clubs? Can't they go to like a sports bar or something?
I used to serve like businessmen only, you know, and they were going to strip clubs and their wives were sometimes going with them or being okay with that. But I'm not into sugar. I would never, and my husband either, and I don't think Vanessa, I don't know. It's just not, I don't know.
Me, I go to strip clubs behind my husband's back.
Really?
No.
I think if I was going with my husband, that's a whole different situation. Like, yeah. I wouldn't mind, like, something like that. That's a little more, I'm a little more open to. Yeah. Them going as a group on their own seems a little like,
it's very macho.
What are you going for?
It's super macho. You're right. It's yeah, weird. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess that's what it is. They need to feel, to feel a certain way.
Atlanta is, they're always talking about, you know, yeah. Real Housewives of Atlanta. All those men go to strip clubs all the time. It seems like,
and it's no big deal. They act like it's no big deal.
It's so weird. I don't know. Maybe it's just, I don't know. And when you get to a strip club, it's not just, you don't sit and watch. You can have private dance and, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Who knows what can happen there if you have a few bucks.
So whose side are you guys on at this point? Candace?
Yeah.
Or what's her name?
Monique annoys the shit out of me. I'm sorry. You really, at the beginning, because it's the first year that I watched Potomac, and I was like, wow, I love her. She's gorgeous. She's funny. She has a bird, for God's sake. But now... It's like, why? No, why are you so angry and jealous? And no, I don't like that woman. I would never be friends with her. But Candace, even though she was homophobic 10 years ago, I still not, you know, I don't agree with that, obviously. But I like her on TV. I mean, I do.
She's good TV.
She is. Which side are
you? You guys don't like her?
I'm torn. I don't know. We have to see what happens and what goes down with this fight between them and what caused the fight, because we don't know.
But this episode, when they were at Monique's house and Candace was trying to do the right thing with the Ashley information and all that. I mean, I feel like she was. Candace is a shit stir for sure. She stirs that pot. Last season, I did not like her. She comes on way too strong. Her mom is fucking crazy. They have a weird relationship. I mean, there's a lot going on with Candace. But this episode in particular, Monique was so out of line. Like, let it go. I mean, she was really just picking. She's so pissed at Candace for having the other lady around. Like, I don't know. She's really, Charisse around. Charisse. She's so pissed at her.
Do you think she was sleeping for real at the end?
No, hell no. Nobody sleeps like that for real. By the way, the other
thing is,
what is with the white leather couches at this point? Like, that is the way this house, the outside of the house is like a freaking resort. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then you get inside,
it's like 2001 all over again.
Yes.
That
is so confusing.
Your grandma's house.
Declutter.
Needs a good designer. Like, it has so much potential. There's three floors. You can see it from the, you know, backyard.
Gorgeous. That backyard view was unfreaking believable.
Right?
Resort, like you said. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And can I just say that fucking bird is driving me crazy. Why do we need to see so much of that T'Challa?
I'm so grateful for that T'Challa. I love it so much. Even if I hate birds.
Birds.
It's so funny. That scene when the bird attacked Wendy.
Wendy.
Yes.
Oh my god. By the way, I love Wendy. Do you like her?
Freaking love Wendy.
Love Wendy.
We have said that we think Wendy's almost like too good for the show. Like, her resume and what she does and her TV curriculum vitae. I mean, like, she is way too good for the show, but she is lowering herself and giving us so much drama. Yes. It's kind of fantastic. Yeah, I know.
Really like her. Wendy, love her.
Her husband is so freaking cute, right?
Yes.
Yes.
He's hot. He looks a little bit like Kanye West, I find.
Yes, I thought that too.
You think
like
so?
The nose and the mouth, it really looks like Kanye. Mm. Yeah, and it's not a compliment. I mean,
I hate Kanye, but yeah, me too. No, look-wise. When he came in, he had something like, I don't know, he had this like sweater on. Yes. He just looks so like,
I agree.
He is very cute.
And Monique's husband has such a deep voice. It's crazy. It looks like it's fake.
I know.
And he's huge.
I really like him. I think he's really sweet, but I do agree. Robin even said the same thing about her husband. When these guys are athletes younger and they're catered to from like high school through college and then onto the pros, they're very much used to being catered to. And I think that's the way he is. And she's getting super frustrated with this. I mean, they have those two little babies. He needs to step up his game. Or she needs to get help.
I'm sure she slept with that trainer. I'm sure it's true.
You think so?
Of course.
There's always a little bit of truth to the rumors, right?
Maybe she was flirtatious with them in front of people and their someone talked about this and, you know, I don't know. Maybe I don't want to say this for sure, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, nothing would surprise me.
No.
I hope we're going to find out. I'm excited for next week.
Me too. It's very fun right now. Any other shows you guys are watching besides Bravo?
I am the biggest fan of Dancing with the Stars.
Ah.
You guys watch?
I haven't this season, but Anne has.
I watched mainly because I want to see Caitlin Bristow. I want to see Chrishell from Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see Carol Baskin. Our lady Carol Baskin. She did not disappoint. She was exactly as awful as I thought she would be.
Right. She didn't even answer any questions. Tyra Banks was speaking to her, and she was like, not responsive.
I know. It was so, she's like,
I don't know. She's deaf. I don't know.
Maybe she has a problem. But it was very fun.
Nelly's performance was fire.
Nelly's amazing. Nelly's.
How old is Nelly?
I don't know. In his 40s for sure.
Yeah.
He looked pretty good.
Jesse Metcalf looked amazing. And he's newly single now.
Is he? Wait, but what were the rumors about him? Didn't you say there were some rumors?
That he was shady behind her girlfriend's back.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Nelly's cute, doesn't though.
He was always cute. Yeah.
He's 45, Nelly? Nelly's 45. Yeah. Okay. He looks really good. Right. Backflip and stuff. It's amazing.
That was amazing. I know.
Yes.
It's fun. It's a fun show to watch. I mean, I'll fast forward through some of the athletes. I'm like, I don't know who you are. I'm going to fast forward.
Right? No, exactly.
I just want to see the big names.
I'm not sure I like Derek as a judge.
Derek a judge?
Okay, here's the thing with Derek Huff. There is a thing with Derek Huff. My husband and my son do not believe me and my daughter when we say we do not find him attractive.
I don't find him attractive. He's not attractive.
Vanessa, do you think he's attractive? He's not attractive.
He's not attractive.
No.
I don't. I mean, he has a great body. But, yes,
and he can dance. But when I see him, have you ever seen his TikTok videos and stuff?
Yes. No.
He's so annoying. He thinks he's hot shit. I don't like him. I totally agree. But Len can't come over. That's what I just realized. Because he's in London. Yeah. He can't get here. So I think he'll be here eventually. Do you like Tyra as the host?
I love her. I'm heartbroken for Tom and Aaron, especially Tom. I mean, what the hell? But I love Tyra. She's going to bring some great new things, fresh air, definitely.
Yes.
But yeah, no, I like something. I would trade Derek for Julianne again, or at least for Len.
I agree. Yeah. I don't need Derek, no. Okay, so what's up with, who's the other judge, the other girl?
Carrie-Anne.
What is up with her? She's talked about being heavy or something. Is she pregnant? Or she just said, was she saying she gained quarantine weight or something? I caught a snippet where she goes, see, this is happening because I'm heavy right now or something like that.
Oh, really? I think she said she's heavy because she was having a long wig, a very heavy wig.
Okay, because I was like, oh my God, is she pregnant? What's going on? Okay, so that's what happens when you tune in for a little bit and you tune out.
That would make sense.
Let's start a new rumor.
Let's start a rumor. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
That's so funny.
Do you think it's going to happen to Chris Harrison? I heard rumors in the Bachelorette, The Nation and stuff. I heard that he's not coming back as a host. Is it true or it's not? Yeah,
no,
that's what I heard.
I don't believe that. No.
This is his bread and butter. He loves this show.
And he's good. He's good at it. And people love him. But I heard
rumors.
Yeah, maybe it's not true. I hope it's not true.
I think they stemmed from this season when they're in Palm Springs. Jojo came for a little bit because he went to bring his son to college or whatever. I think they started a little rumor thing going on there, like, oh, maybe he's going to be stopping after. I don't think so.
No, yeah, I don't think so either.
Although, what the hell do we know?
Well, we speculate. Like, that's what we do. We drink and we talk shit about the reality television.
Right.
I think we covered everything we wanted to cover. Oh, did you guys watch a Paris Hilton documentary?
Yes, I just watched it today.
Wow, it was amazing.
Yes. I'm almost done. I'm watching it right now.
It's honestly, it's amazing. It's not a Paris Hilton that people are expecting. It's not.
Yeah.
Because that Paris Hilton never existed.
I said that to Gina. She was asking me, you know, what do you think or what, you know, and I thought, well, I guess I have this, everybody has this preconceived notion of who we think she is because of what she's presented to us.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of breaks that down for us and why she did certain things when she did them. And then even being honest with her mother for the first time, mm-hmm. I thought it was really well done. I like it.
I don't like Katie Hilton at all.
No,
I don't think she's genuine. I think she knew.
Shit, when the producer asked her if she knew about the Utah thing.
Yeah, I think she knew about the school.
What? She never told me that. This is the worst liar ever.
I know, you wonder.
No spoilers for Gina, but
no, but
I've heard about that part. Yeah.
And then Nikki Hilton is just lovely and just this amazing, you know, beautiful human being. It's like, wow. That's,
yes.
And then, you know, I got this feeling with Paris, a little like Michael Jackson-ish. Like, I want to stay.
Oh, you're right.
This little world and not grow up.
Oh yeah, you're right.
You know, kind of that little feeling of that. It was weird, right?
It was very intense to watch, definitely. But it was so. I just want more. I wish it was a reality TV series, like we could, you know. Because
I feel like it was done just enough where she let us in just enough where. Yes, we want more, but do we really want more?
Yeah. I do. You know what I mean? I do. I want more. I want to see more of that. And I want her to do more of the reform school thing in Utah and all around the world or the states. It's important. It's a big deal. It's I was so surprised. I was not expecting this at all. That's cool. Wow, people really go there, especially her. You know, she's come from this wealthy family and it's next level.
Mm-hmm. I would like to know how out of control she really was, because I feel like the kids that go to those schools or those quote camps that they, you know, the parents send them off to, the kids are really bad. Like, was she that bad? I guess she was going out to clubs and she was.
I think when the parents are scared for their legacy and their image, they're going to
send her away.
They wanted to prevent damage. Yeah, I agree. But
And not to give anything away, but to be fair, I mean, she went to a few and she ran away from a few. So I guess she wasn't all that, you know, reliable as a kid, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
so you're right.
It's hard as a parent. What do you do? But of course. The mom to be like, so I don't, you know, Paris kind of admitted that she didn't tell her mom anything and her parents, she didn't want them to know. She didn't want anybody to know about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was there for like, what, 9 months?
She was there for 11 months.
11
months. Yeah.
That's a long freaking time.
And it is. She was 14 at the time.
She was like 16, maybe.
I think she was 18 because it was when she was going out in New York. And in the States, you guys, it's 21, right?
She left when she turned 18. You're right.
Yeah. Okay.
Because she was old enough to leave. That's the only reason why she even left. So
exactly.
She was 17.
Yeah. It's awful.
Crazy. That was a good one, though. Good one.
Yes,
good one.
I'm happy we watched this. Vanessa's going to finish it.
And I'm happy we've done this.
I know. Yes. Thank you so much for having us on, you guys. You're so much fun. Yeah. I want to hear some of your spoken language, though. Why don't you guys do this it's French, right?
It's French. Yeah, Montreal, we speak French.
Why don't you do your podcast in French?
Oh, my God. We never did this in French.
First of all, we're from Quebec, so we don't have that clean French from France. We have a huge hot potato slang, and it's not pretty. Secondly, I feel like that the Bravo world is
does not translate.
So it's more the audience is way more in the U.S.
And so people who speak French don't really watch reality television. Yeah. They do, but like it's subtitled. Yeah. And it's very like they do watch it. I mean, they do, but because we have the Bravo channel in Canada, it's called Slice, and it's basically the same thing as Bravo. But in French, it's weird. And sometimes they dubbed, like the Kardashians right now, they're dubbed in French with a French from France accent. And it's terrible.
Oh. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's beyond the worst
that
thing.
Much different? The French is that much different in France than it is in Quebec?
It's like you guys with England people and US. Yeah. Basically
French
the same.
French people don't understand us.
No, I went to Paris and people were talking to me in English.
Yeah.
And I speak French. I'm like, okay.
That is crazy. I never knew that. Well, thank you for explaining that. I never knew the difference.
Yeah. So have you ever came to Montreal?
No, I've been to Canada, but just like Banff and kind of that area. And of course, Victoria and stuff like that. But we haven't been. I want to. Canada is beautiful. I really want to go back. Once you guys will open your borders to us, we will be there.
I know. I don't think it's happening anytime soon, but it will.
I don't think you want us. Nobody wants us.
We don't.
And might I say I don't blame you.
It's been very fun chatting with you ladies. Thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you so
much
for having us.
Thank you so
much. Thank you.
We're going to watch you. Well, plug, shameless plug. Let's do this. Where can we listen to you guys?
You can listen to us on all platforms. In fact, we just got on Amazon, just started a new streaming service.
Okay.
On for podcasts. So I just got a notice today that we're on there, but we're on anywhere you listen to podcasts, Dames Who Dish. We cover all reality TV, not just Bravo. We cover Love Island, Temptation, all the crap TV you can think of. We watch a lot of it.
I love it.
That's where you can find us. And our Instagram is Dames Who Dish also. So
yes, we're going to shoot out. We're going to write this on our Instagram stories. Thank you so much for joining us.
And we will share yours too. We're going to put this recording on ours. We're going to attach it. And this has been wonderful. Amazing. Thank you guys. And you guys tell us where we can find you.
So we are on Spotify, Google Play. We are on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts. And our Instagram is Drunk on Gossip. Facebook is Drunk on Gossip. And Twitter is Drunk on Gossip.
And don't forget, if you guys DM us before Tuesday, 8 a.m., PL sends nudes.
Oh, damn it. We are
She always does that.
Every single episode.
Oh, my God.
I love it. That's fantastic.
I love it, too.
We will get on that right away. That is Drunk on Gossip before Tuesday, PL sends news.
That's amazing. I cannot wait to send my news to people.
I'm sure your husband will appreciate that. Well, he's at the strip club.
Yes, I wonder where he is right now, actually. So he might be over there. Thank you so much, Gina and Anna. Thank you, and stay safe, and we're gonna keep in touch.
Yeah, perfect. Definitely. Thank you so much.
There is nothing like a dame, nothing.